news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump says it's time to put a stop to this.
Our country and its taxpayers have been ripped off for more than 50 years.
The president imposing reciprocal tariffs on America's trading partners ranging anywhere from 10 to 49%. The higher U.S. tariffs still generally far less than those imposed by other countries on American goods. The BBC's Katja Adler with overseas reaction.
The European Commission think a global trade war is in nobody's interest, but they think they need to stand firm. The Commission has prepared a range of possible retaliatory measures, but in the meantime, a lot of concern in the countries who are likely to be most hit. Think about Germany, 25% tariffs on cars, and France, the winemakers, the champagne makers. Both of those industries in Germany and in France look to the US for 20% of their income. So, you know, they expect to be hit hard by this.
Wall Street futures are plunging this morning. The financial markets in a tizzy over the president's tariffs. Israel has carried out a fresh wave of deadly airstrikes across the Gaza Strip overnight. The Israelis trying to pressure Hamas into releasing the dozens of hostages it continues to hold in Gaza. Hungary plans to withdraw from the International Criminal Court. The announcement comes as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visits Hungary. The court has issued a war crimes arrest warrant for the Israeli leader. Powerful storms, including tornadoes and flooding rains, slammed parts of the South and the Midwest overnight, leaving at least one person dead. Hundreds of thousands of utility customers have been left without power from Mississippi north to Michigan. And on Wall Street this morning, stock futures are deep in the red. The Dow futures down more than 1,000 points. NASDAQ futures off 712. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Face it, the world is uncertain these days, but there's something reassuring about holding on to what lasts. The 2025 one-ounce gold eagle from the U.S. Mint, a symbol of American strength and an asset that stands the test of time. You can trust gold, and you can trust Global Coin. Call 833-SPOT-GOLD to secure this magnificent coin graded in pristine MS-70 condition for the dealer cost of $30.99. Free shipping, no sales tax. This is your chance to own a piece of history while building a foundation of enduring value. It gets even better. Global Coin is giving the first 100 callers a free MS-70 2025 Silver Eagle to complement your 1 ounce Gold Eagle. Two iconic coins, a symbol of prosperity and a testament to the enduring value of gold and silver. Global Coin backs every purchase with a 30-day return policy, ensuring your peace of mind. Visit globalcoindeal.com or call 833-SPOT-GOLD. No gimmicks, incredible coins at incredible prices. Again, that's 833-SPOT-GOLD.
Five.
Good Thursday morning. It's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBN. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott and with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. Seeing some slowing and not sure yet what it is, but the BW Parkway, as you're coming up to 197, has come to almost a stop right in there. Could indicate that there's a wreck a little bit further up. Just getting that word now and then looking at it live. So we'll track that down, let you know exactly what it is. Southbound on the Parkway is busy around the ramps at Route 100 and Arundel Mills. Nothing out of the ordinary. Both the tunnels are open. Good start for the Beltway. Had a little rain early this morning. Could be a little bit damp for the early morning ride. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy, breezy, and much warmer for us here today. Slight chance of showers this morning. Better chances for showers, even storms, later on this afternoon and tonight. High temperatures in the upper 70s, low 60s tonight. Cloudy and cooler with scattered mainly morning showers Friday. Highs tomorrow, upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now it's 50 degrees in Pikesville. Downtown Baltimore, a bit warmer, 50. Six on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott has released his fiscal 2026 budget plan, and now it moves on to the City Council for review. The mayor says the budget of $4.6 billion addresses a projected shortfall of $85 million through more than $26 million in new revenue from updated fee structures, nearly $44 million in city cost optimizations, at around $15 million in agency-specific reductions. The mayor says the budget prioritizes youth development, public safety, neighborhood revitalization, and responsible resource stewardship. Maryland Democrat Senator U.S. Senator Angela Alsobrooks wants to see legislation that would bring transparency to the impact of President Trump's new tariffs. On Wednesday, the president announced global tariffs covering a wide range of products from U.S. trade partners. Following the announcement, Alsobrooks took to the Senate floor to ask that the Senate pass what she calls common sense legislation. The Tariff Transparency Act would require the International Trade Commission to investigate the impact of the tariffs will have on consumers, businesses, and U.S. employment. Jury selection has been completed in the trial of Victor Martinez Hernandez, charged with the 2023 rape and murder of Harford County mom of five, Rachel Morin. Opening statements in the high-profile trial expected to begin tomorrow with 12 jurors and six alternates. It's 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick 3 lottery number 786. Pick 4, 6630. Next, it's Dine on Sports.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind, AES Builders and Home Improvements. You know, for over 35 years, AES has built trust by delivering top quality additions and remodeling. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Having earned 43 plus Super Service Awards and an A plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's the best part. AES is giving $2,500 off any addition, kitchen, or bath remodel to the first 25 callers in April. So call 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Or go to aeshome.us. AES, when they're done, you'll be happy. Don't forget, with that special offer, call now, 1-800-787-SAVE.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Birds were stymied by Garrett Crochet last night at Camden Yards as the newly enriched left-hander pitched eight strong, allowing just four hits, striking out eight in a 3-0 whitewash of the Orioles. Inconsistency. The Birds now averaging a shade under 10 runs per game per win this season, one run per loss. After the game, manager Brandon Hyde said last night was all about Crochet.
Just tip your hat. That's outstanding stuff. And four pitches he throws for strikes with tempo, with plus stuff, crossfire, physical. It's a tough at bat.
Man looks like a robot out there, no doubt. Tough luck loser was Zach Eflin. Another six frames, three runs allowed.
But I felt like I was commanding the ball pretty well. They came out aggressive. They came out swinging. I was able to get through three, four pretty quick. And then kind of caught up to me a little bit. They were putting some better swings on, getting more of the barrel.
Key blow was a solo shot by Trevor Story in the second inning. College Park was the scene yesterday. That's where Buzz Williams was officially introduced as the next men's head basketball coach at the University of Maryland. In front of family, faculty, administration, and what's left of the men's basketball team, the 52-year-old Williams officially accepted.
Teams change us. Teams grow us up. We have to learn how to be a great teammate. We have to learn how to help win.
Building that team begins today. Coming up in 30 minutes, Ovi now stands just three away. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowi and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowi. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, April 3rd, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Sawyer.
Coming up in this hour, Democrat perks. We'll take a look at Governor Moore, Mayor Scott, Dr. Rogers, and Ivan Bates, just to name a few. Also, Hakeem Jeffries says yesterday's Liberation Day should be called Recession Day. But our top story here today is yesterday, finally, President Trump announced his policy for reciprocal tariffs. Reciprocal tariffs, meaning countries that have already putting tariffs on the United States of America, we will now reciprocate what you have done to us. We will now do to you. But he didn't go 100%.
No,
he's
went easy.
He called them kind tariffs. Now, first off, there'll be 25% tariffs. First off, 10% baseline tariffs on every country, 180 countries. 10% baseline tariffs, number one. Number two, 25% tariffs on all foreign automobiles made and brought into the country. Made outside of the country, I don't care where you're, Ford, GM, Chevy, whatever. Yeah. If you make it outside the country, you get hit with a 25% tariff. That's why Hyundai has announced they're making more vehicles here in the United States. And then, of course, we'll get into some of the worst offenders a little bit later on, but there are some that were charging us up to 90%. I think it was Vietnam.
Yeah.
I think Vietnam was charging 90% tariff, so they get up like a 46% tariff. So whatever you charged us, he's cut it in half.
Well, take a look at Canada. For, I think, it's eggs, they're charging us like a 250% tariff. I mean, it's some of the eggs and dairy stuff that we could export to them. So, yeah, I think it's appropriate to take a look at our trade relationship with every single country.
Now, there's going to be a lot of, a lot of screaming and crying and gnashing of teeth from so-called conservatives out there. They're so-called free traders and fair traders. But let me tell you something. There's a great article I want you to read. Pat Buchanan, years ago, I think back in 2019, Tariffs, the Taxes That Made America Great. And he's talking about tariffs were the taxes that made America great. They were the taxes relied upon by the first and greatest of our early statesmen before the coming of the globalists. You know, Woodrow Wilson and FDR. Tariffs are to protect manufacturers and jobs. They were the Republican Party path to power and prosperity in the 19th and 20th centuries before the rise of the Rockefeller Eastern liberal establishment and its embrace of the British bread heresy of unfettered free trade. The Tariff Act of 1789 was enacted with the declared purpose, quote, the encouragement and protection of manufacturers. It was the second act passed by the first Congress, led by Speaker Madison, crafted by Alexander Hamilton, signed by President Washington. The second act passed by Congress was a tariff act. The War of 1812, President Madison, backed by Henry Clay and John Calhoun and ex-presidents Jefferson and Adams, enacted the Tariff Act of 1816 to price British textiles out of the competition so Americans could build new factories and capture the booming U.S. market, which it did. There's a long history, Bruce, of tariffs being the... We had so much money at one point, we didn't know what to do with it. Created by tariff revenues.
Yeah, that's always the case for us, too, Sean, in broadcast, as we're almost always overflowing with money.
Yeah, but guess what? The globalists came in, Woodrow Wilson and others, and put the confiscatory income tax in 1913, and thus began the, and along with the Federal Reserve, thus began the problem with the Great Depression. We'll talk about that more in greater detail.
613, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, a man who always has just more money lying around than he knows what to do with. Some of it actually not Monopoly money. Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah, there's a couple of rubles in there and a couple other things, but, you know, money I picked up in Mexico on our cruises. And that's about it.
Yes.
I went back and looked here again on the VW Parkway at 197. I think it's just heavy traffic. It's a lot of traffic right in that area early in the morning. So we're moving, but right at 197. Keep an eye out. There are a lot of brake lights in the area. Oliver County Fire just pulled up. Then an alarm in a building on the Dundalk side. Wise Avenue at Lynch Road. So they may be blocking a lane temporarily. And it looks like the morning construction is setting up. We'll keep an eye out for that in Hartford County on 95 northbound at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast going to be cloudy and breezy today. Slight chance of rain this morning. Showers and storms more likely this afternoon. And a high of 78 overnight, low 60s. Cloudy showers on Friday. Highs in the 60s again. Pretty much the same for Saturday. Sunday looks to be like our heavy rain day here in the area as this atmospheric river is what it's being called. The atmospheric river?
Yeah, the storms, a big line of storms just coming into Cumberland. Mm. And the radar is showing nothing but red and yellow.
Yeah, it's going to be heavy rain. They're saying
it's going to be a little nasty for a while.
We could get a year's worth of rain.
That's what they said. I know. Some places 6 to 10 inches.
Yeah. I mean, some places are going to have some very serious flooding, so just wanted you to be aware of that, especially if you're in a low-lying area right now. Cloudy 58 in Annapolis, and it is 55 in Pikesville. Time for some one-liner news. The Women of Blue Origin's upcoming all-female spaceflight. It includes Lauren Sanchez, wife of Mr. Bezos, Gail King, friend of Oprah, and Katy Perry. They plan to go glam for their mission by wearing lipstick and lash extensions. So,
okay.
It's a good thing Oprah didn't join the crew.
Well, Oprah was going to go, but the rocket couldn't get off.
That's
the
right. They needed an additional booster.
Wow, guys.
I nominate Ladies of the View. I'd like to send them on a one-way trip.
Yeah.
You know?
They should just have the rocket just keep going.
That's true. Donald Trump has placed a 25% tariff on foreign-made automobiles. As of yesterday, means Ford, GM, Chevy, Chrysler, you name it. All once great American-made manufacturers. They're all going to have to pay. Mm-hmm. Tesla is the only vehicle that will not pay because it's mostly made.
Mostly made in America.
81% of it, I think, is made in America.
What do they do about the auto parts? Did he address that? Because I mean, if all the parts are made overseas and simply shipped here to be assembled, then you're still not providing the American jobs that should be provided.
I would imagine 25%. You know, on the auto parts as well. But we'll clarify that. Amazon is the latest bidder to attempt to purchase TikTok.
Saw that.
Yeah. So that means that we'll now be getting 3-minute clips of James Bond movies.
Yes.
On our TikTok feeds. 15-year-old girl in Southern California bitten by a sea lion. She was auditioning to become a lifeguard.
Ooh.
And in the good old days. Remember Pamela Anderson? All she had to do was learn how to run slow motion in the beach chair.
Yeah. Well, it's a sea lion. It'd been worse if it had been either A or B lion, you know.
you could slow it up even more if you did it right.
You could, right.
Could you really, Chuck? Spend a lot of time on that, did you, Chuck?
Well, you know.
Gets frame by frame.
It gets lonely at night.
They call it.
And then David Hasselhoff shows up and beats the hell out of a hamburger.
Yeah. Senator Cory Booker spoke for 25 straight hours recently on the floor of the Senate. They're calling it a filibuster.
Filibustering what?
It was not a filibuster. Because they weren't filibustering a bill. They weren't holding up a bill. It was just a extended floor speech, you know, like a Joe Rogan podcast.
Yes.
That's all it was. But Spartacus, of course, you know, he was all those people going up there to kiss his butt. You know what that all was all about? It was he is now trying to position himself for a presidential run.
Oh, yeah.
Of course he is.
Sure. It's all about the attention, all about the publicity. Yet, it's, you know, because Kamala Harris still is the number one choice, believe it or not.
Is it really?
Of the Democrat Party. Gavin Newsom is struggling. That podcast has gone nowhere.
Well, Tim Walz is trying.
Tim Walz is very trying.
Dancing his way through it.
Yeah.
Tampon Tim is very trying. I will say that.
Did you see the story about Obama backstabbing Kamala?
Yes. In fact, in this new book. I can't remember the name of it. It's by Jonathan Allen, who writes for Politico. In the new book, he did not want Kamala Harris to be the nominee.
No, he didn't. He wanted a little mini convention.
His preference, his ticket, was Gretchen Whitmer and Wes Moore.
That's who
Obama was pushing.
Yeah, another ass whipping coming down the road.
And then Biden, of course, short circuited him by endorsing. You're gonna push me out. I'm gonna endorse Harris.
Yeah. Some indication, by the way, that James Clyburn had a voice in this as well.
Yeah.
That Clyburn early on, when Joe Biden called Clyburn, said, "I'm going to issue the statement." Clyburn said, "Wait a minute, you didn't mention Kamala." And so I'll do that in a different time. I'm going to leave the statement as it is. And then Clyburn wanted to be in a position where if Obama called him, he'd be able to say, "I'm sorry, I've already endorsed Kamala Harris." But he had to have Joe do it first. He couldn't endorse her without Joe saying, "I want her."
Yeah, no, it's and of course he was angry.
All the machinations.
Yeah, it's if true. I mean, a lot of stuff you got to. It's it could be partly true, partly fiction. Who knows? But I found that interesting that Obama actually wanted Gretchen Whitmer and Wes Moore. What the heck has Wes Moore done? Except he's about ready to sign the largest tax increase in the history of Maryland in the next 5 days.
Well, he's a big conservationist. You know, he's in favor of turtles.
Yeah. And beer. You notice every time there's some event where there's free beer, he shows up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was at Pickles Pub the other day, I think.
Almost as if he were Hiawatha.
Yeah. Almost as if he was Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody's
part of the IBF.
Yeah.
On June the 20th, I'm going to get my fill. I'm bringing the raincoat with the big pockets. I'm bringing something back.
That's right, folks. The WCBM Crab Feast and Chuck Roast is going to be on June the 20th. That, of course, is Jimmy's Famous Seafood. Just keep watching WCBM.com for details. I'm sure it'll be up shortly. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 620, you are listening to The Morning Drive. And Pat Buchanan, read the article, Tariffs, the Taxes That Made America Great Until the Globalists Got Their Hooks and Started This Income Tax. You know what they wanted? They wanted to take the U.S. down. And enrich all these other countries by penalizing our hard-earned wages. And finally, President Trump now is going to balance out this this so-called free and fair trade, which hasn't been so fair or free. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show, to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Hi, Sean Casey here. Join WCBM for a fireside chat at our inaugural Pints and Politics Happy Hour. Mark your calendar for Wednesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timonium.
Congratulations!
Join me and a very special guest as we discuss Trump's first 100 days. Sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions. Tickets are just $20 and include delicious light hors d'oeuvres and your own complimentary WCBM pint glass. Space is limited. Get your tickets today at WCBM.com.
Come in legally.
That's Pints and Politics, April 30th at Michael's Cafe. See you there.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, managers, employees and advertisers of WCBM.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
You know, there's one paragraph in this Buchanan article, and again, it's called Tariffs, the Taxes That Made America Great. And again, this is about 5-6 years old.
Yeah.
And the problem, he says, for President Trump, and he really hits it on the nail. Quote, once a nation is hooked on the cheap goods that are the narcotic free trade provides, it is rarely able to break free. The loss of its economic independence is followed by the loss of its political independence, the loss of its greatness, and ultimately the loss of its national identity. And he says Brexit was the strangled cry of a British people that had lost their independence and desperately wanted it back. And I think pretty much a lot of Americans, a lot of crossover Democrats, independents, first-time voters, MAGA Nation, are doing the same thing here in this country. And they spoke 77 million strong last November. Okay, more on the tariffs coming up in just a second.
623, traffic weather on the threes all morning long on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, here he is, Tariff Johnson.
West Side Outer Loop now with some mist, some fog, heavy traffic, 795 down through Route 40, and then we pick up the speed down the hill towards the ramps at Frederick Road. So that backup is already there, and they ain't going anywhere anytime soon. Going to be there through the rest of the rush hour for sure on that west side. Looking at the camera as you're crossing Route 40, you see a little spray from the vehicles, but we're picking up speed there and then down towards 95. BW Parkway again, northbound, stop and go. Normal heavy traffic in the ramp area at 197. And so far, nothing major, but a lot more traffic now south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel says it's going to be a wet and wild weekend. We start off today cloudy, breezy, with a slight chance of rain this morning, then showers and storms more likely this afternoon. High about 78, and right now we're cloudy, 56 in the city and 56 in Middle River. I want to read you a quote from yesterday's announcement at the Rose Garden from President Trump. And he says, quote, "For decades, the United States slashed trade barriers in other countries, while those nations placed massive tariffs on our products and created outrageous non-monetary barriers to decimate our industries. And in many cases, the non-monetary barriers were worse than the monetary ones. They manipulated their currencies, subsidized their exports, stole our intellectual property, imposed exorbitant taxes to disadvantage our products, adopted unfair rules and technical standards, and created filthy pollution havens. From 1789 to 1913, we were a tariff-backed nation, and the United States was proportionally the wealthiest it has ever been. So wealthy, in fact, that in the 1880s they established a commission to decide what they were going to do with the vast sums of money they were collecting. We were collecting so much money so fast, we didn't know what to do with it." Isn't that a nice problem to have?
Yeah.
And my answer is very simple. If they complain, if you want your tariff rate to be zero, then reduce yours. Or build your product right here in America, because there's no tariff. If you build your plant, your product in America, and we've seen companies come in like we've never seen before. Already we've got over $3 trillion in foreign investment in the United States. All right, let's hear from his economic team. Here is the Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent.
My advice to every country right now is do not retaliate. Sit back. Take it in. Let's see how it goes, because if you retaliate, there will be escalation. If you don't retaliate, this is the high water mark.
Now, Europe and European Union is already looking to retaliate. They're going to be one of our toughest customers, because I remember, tariffs built Europe with the Marshall Plan after they started the war. Okay, we pulled their fat out of the fire, and they used those tariffs to build. Now they're punishing us. They've been ripping us off for decades. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick.
They're going to want to negotiate, but these are the same people who have been ripping us off for all these years. Remember, the tariffs are only part of the issue. It's these non-tariff trade barriers where they just won't let you trade. They provide subsidies back.
Yeah, it's like the Australian beef. We allow their beef in. They will not allow American beef in Australia. Period. Okay? Is that fair? And free trade, you conservatives don't know what the hell you're talking about? Here's economic advisor Kevin Hassett.
It is absolutely an incredible day in the history of American economic history, because we're finally stopping the trade war. We're starting a trade war. We're stopping the trade war because we're going to once again build everything here in the U.S.
Uncle Sam is no longer going to be Uncle Sap when it comes to foreign trade. And again, all this does is fuels the globalist Great Reset and all these globalists out there that you will own nothing and be happy. President Trump is speaking up for the forgotten American people, for the forgotten American worker, and that reminding people that we can be great again. We can be wealthy again. Here's Dr. Peter Navarro.
They said, oh, recession, oh, inflation. What do we have? Price stability, economic prosperity. And for me, the most gratifying thing being in that White House was real wages increasing.
Already, multiple nations are slashing import duties on U.S. goods. So, you know, we've got a list. Maybe we'll get to those a little bit later on this morning. But look, there's going to be some short-term pain. Absolutely. Prices will rise through some of this stuff until things settle down. The market will probably go down significantly today because they don't like trade wars. They don't like the idea. Nobody knows how long it's going to last. But I think President Trump is in it to win it. And finally, we have an American president that puts America first. And it is going to stop kowtowing and capitulating to the globalists that want to continue to rip off the United States, but the American taxpayer as well. I mean, they've got their eyes on our 401ks. They have eyes on a lot of things that we have American president standing up and finally going to make sure that he puts America first.
Hey, here's a real day, real deal for you, a real real estate deal as well. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines because, look, the interest rates still aren't favorable. They may have a great interest rate on their home, on your home, and the inventory of potential homes out there is not all that great. But what if you find your dream home? And you can start with an interest rate somewhere in the mid-4s. Would you go for it then? Well, if you said yes, or certainly you'd think about it, you've got to call Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. And whenever I spend time with Vinny, I realize how he is applying technology to this industry that I've never seen before. Many Maryland home sellers are having issues getting their homes sold. With Vinny Steele's certified pre-owned home program, you get access to the tools you need to ensure your home is the very best of the market and stands out to potential home buyers. This program creates high demand, which allows you to sell for the most money. Plus, Vinny always guarantees in writing to sell your home at your price and time frame, or he will step in and buy it himself. Telephone number 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515 for Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty.
6:30, time for your latest news headlines. Coming up next, Hakeem Jeffries called yesterday Recession Day. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Jury selection has been completed in the trial of Victor Martinez Hernandez. He is charged in the 2023 rape and murder of Harford County Builder 5, Rachel Morin. Opening statements in the high-profile trial expected to begin tomorrow. 12 jurors and 6 alternates. Martinez Hernandez, a native of El Salvador, who was in the country illegally when he allegedly murdered Morin on the Ma and Pa Trail in Bel Air. He was arrested in Oklahoma after a 10-month nationwide manhunt was extradited to Maryland. Martinez Hernandez faces charges that include first and second degree murder, first and second degree rape, third degree sex offense, and kidnapping. The man involved in a deadly Baltimore County road rage incident has been sentenced to life in prison with 20 years consecutive for murder and attempted first-degree murder. Ryland Picard Kevin Harris was convicted in the 2023 death of Shalia Hendricks, who was shot in her car and crashed in the area of Route 702 and Maryland Avenue. Darashia Gross was with Harris at the time of the shooting, and he previously pled guilty to being an accessory after the fact. Maryland Baltimore County State Attorney Scott Schellenberger says his condolences to the family are still there and his loved ones, saying he hopes the sentence in this case will in some way help them cope with the loss. Federal judge in Baltimore has sentenced medical malpractice attorney Stephen L. Snyder to 6 months of home confinement and 3 years probation for attempted extortion. The 77-year-old Snyder, suffering from medical issues that include Parkinson's disease, and according to Baltimore Banner, the judge said he would likely have received prison time had it not been for his medical circumstances. 6:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Lottery numbers, pick 3786, pick 4-6630. And now it's 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Southbound 95, right before the Beltway, if you're coming down from White Marsh Boulevard, there's an incident there. Right side, looks like the state highway truck is there, a couple of vehicles, and now the state police are going to be arriving. They were also looking for a vehicle that was on the outer loop under I-95, not related
to this situation. So heads up there, if you're coming south, very near the ramp that would take you to the outer loop of the Beltway, it's just beginning to slow right there. BW Parkway, a couple of slowdowns early, especially northbound near 197. And then keep in mind, we've had some late rain on the northwest and west side of the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy, breezy, and much warmer for us here today. Slight chance of showers this morning. Better chances for showers, even storms, later on this afternoon and tonight. High temperatures in the upper 70s, low 60s tonight. Cloudy and cooler with scattered mainly morning showers Friday. Highs tomorrow, upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Since the dawn of baseball, countless players have heard the call of destiny. Witness the heroes of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. The early season pattern continued yesterday for Baltimore as the Birds were whitewashed by the robotic offerings of one Garrett Crochet. The newly minted Red Sox ace, allowing just 4 hits in 8 innings, pitched of a 3-0 blanking of the Orioles. The O's have now scored 12-9-8 in 3 wins, 2-1-none in 3 losses. After the game, Brandon Hyde on Crochet.
Just tip your hat. That's outstanding stuff. And 4 pitches he throws for strikes with tempo, with plus stuff. Crossfire, physical. It's a tough at bat.
On a brighter note, today could be the day that Gunnar Henderson returns to Baltimore from rehab at Norfolk. Here's Hyde in the pregame.
I talked to him yesterday. He's feeling really good. So we're gonna he's gonna play again tonight, and then we're gonna make a determination on. Unfortunately, we have a day game tomorrow. But gotta see where he is after the game tonight.
Gunnar went 1-for-3 last night in his rehab start. Elsewhere in baseball, the Dodgers made history last night in Los Angeles.
High fly ball to center field. Harris is back. Ohtani! Inevitable!
Ladies and gentlemen, embrace this.
No doubt about it. Dodgers TV with the call. Shohei with the walk-off home run. 6-5 LA over the Braves at 8-0 now. Best start ever for a defending World Series champion. Baltimore native Jackson Merrill cashed in yesterday. The Severna Park High School grad signing a 9-year, $135 million extension with the San Diego Padres. New Maryland men's basketball coach Buzz Williams was introduced yesterday in College Park. Maryland president Daryl Pine said they carefully researched the 52-year-old and were especially impressed with this comment from a former player.
That man right there next to Wade, one of the greatest people you will ever meet. He's one of the greatest coaches of all time in basketball in general. And he's changed my life. He's changed each and every one of our lives.
Made by a Texas A&M player at the NCAA tournament. Caps were in Carolina last night. The back end of a 2-games-in-2-nights situation. Tough putt against the Hurricanes. It was 3-0 when the Caps were on a 5-v-3 power play in the third.
40 seconds to go. McNugget minute of period two. Strom coordinating. Ovechkin one time. He scores! The chase is as easy as 1-2-3 now.
We're getting there. Joe Beninati with the call. A monumental 2-tie, 3 for history, but the Caps fall to the Canes. 3-1 the final. The time now is 6:37. When we return, don't tell me how to feel.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
First of all, kudos to Jimmy's Famous Seafood, by the way. They put snakehead bites on their menu yesterday in honor of Kevin Willard, the rat. Jimmy's Seafood knows exactly what to do.
Everybody is going after Kevin Willard, but does Damon Evans have anything to do with this entire issue?
Yeah, I mean, the whole situation is murky, you know, at best. Here's the thing.
By the way, I like snakehead. It's good tasting.
Okay,
it is.
Thank you.
Try it.
I'll make sure to get it for you.
We're out there for the truck roll.
We'll just order it in.
No, you'll find it in the store. It's called Chesapeake Chana in the store.
Chana?
Chana, C-H-A-N-N-A. That's what they call it. But okay. It's snakehead. It's a great fish.
All right. I'll definitely take that under consideration.
Anything called Chesapeake Chana in any store.
Never going to try it. I'm never going to try it.
The 7-Eleven. Come on.
Okay. But Kevin Willard threw flames on the fire yesterday, and this is where I have an issue with him. He said, basically, at his Villanova press conference, he said, basically, it's time to get over it. Okay? The abuser should never say when it is to get over it. Look, we're over it. Okay? We got our new coach. We're moving on. But don't tell me how to feel.
Yeah.
Don't tell me what to do. A liar is going to tell us how to feel about it.
What was Kevin Willard's record as a coach for Maryland?
65-38, yeah. Something like that.
How many Elite Eights? Zero.
That many.
Yeah. Wow. So shouldn't we be glad he's gone?
Yeah. By the way,
it's not a matter of if he's gone; it's a matter of how he went.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
By the way, you had an awful lot of passion in that whole "don't tell me how to feel" thing. It's like you've said that before in a different circumstance, but I'm just speculating.
You know what I love about you, Bruce? Love the Boston clam chana. That's what I love.
Thanks, Jerry.
Goodbye.
Justin Irving.
39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Brian says, if other countries wish to retaliate against the United States, then threaten to withdraw troops that are protecting them. Let them provide their own protection and spend their own money.
Yeah.
And let's see what happens. All for it.
Fair enough, yeah. It seems to me that that's what you should have been telling Europe rather forcefully for years. Donald Trump is finally telling that. He told them that in the first term, and yes, some of them did begin to pony up a bit more for NATO, and they can go ahead and pony up the rest of it. If they feel they're being treated unfairly, all right, you no longer have our nuclear umbrella, sport. You go ahead and provide. The French, used to have this. It was called the Force du Frappe. I think they their own little nuclear. I don't know if they still have their arsenal or not, but yeah, I think it's time for Europe to take care of itself.
Yeah,
fair enough. You know, Talk Radio 680 WCB, Hakeem Jeffries, who was a minority leader over in the House, he's taking a look at what's going on now, and particularly in light of the tariffs as they're about to roll off. He says, you know, the costs are just too damned high.
The cost of living in America is too high. Housing costs are too high. Grocery costs are too high. Child care costs are too high. Utility costs are too high. And insurance costs are too high. America is too expensive.
America is too expensive. In other words,
the rent is too damn high. The rent is too damn high. The rent is too damn high.
But he repeats himself. He also said the grocery prices are supposed to go down, but they're going up. Well, no. They're going down, but don't let the facts get in the way of a good rant.
We were told that grocery costs were going to go down on day one of the Trump presidency. Costs aren't going down in America. They're going up. And the Trump tariffs are going to make things more costly in the United States of America.
And this is a guy who truly feels that the costs are going up. This is a man who's never bought a dozen eggs in his life.
Eggs are down by 59%.
Yeah, that's all I gotta say. If he thinks the prices are going up, he never bought a dozen eggs ever. Because, yeah, there's a noticeable difference in the price of those things. But he says yesterday was not Independence Day, not any other day. It's Recession Day.
Republicans are crashing the American economy in real time and driving us to a recession. This is not Liberation Day. It's Recession Day in the United States of America. That's what the Trump tariffs are going to do. Crash the economy, which has been happening since January 20th of this year.
All right. Well, of course, that's not how it played out in the first term when there were tariffs imposed. Our income actually went up under the first term of Donald Trump. I don't know why we would assume it's going to go the opposite way this way, but maybe he knows something we don't.
They're on the run on the economy. They're on the run legislatively. And they're on the run politically. Which is Democrats, we've been saying since January, and now apparently other people are starting to catch up.
They're on the run.
Yes, you got my eye. Yes, my, oh my. And when you walk me home, they do run, 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 they do run, run.
Yes, brother, they do run, run. Dudov, 6:43 now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
The northeast corner, a couple of things going on. We mentioned there were a couple of vehicles stopped on 95 southbound at the bridge at Rossville Boulevard. That's right before you get to the Beltway. Has not been pretty much of an issue there, even though we checked again. Minor slowing, that's not the issue. Now there's apparently a new problem, and we said we thought this vehicle was on the outer loop under I-95. They're saying now they found a couple of vehicles on the outer loop between 95 and Bel Air Road. So if you're traveling over from Philadelphia Road, Pulaski Highway, you're heading on the Beltway towards Bel Air Road. You want to keep an eye out for that. Saw a vehicle stopped on the shoulder as you're traveling on 895 South. Was in the area of the Lombard Street ramp. So that may be an issue there. They had been slowing just a bit through that area. So a little bit of a backup. It was already slow anyway, starting in the area around the Urban Avenue ramp. And even 95 now into the Fort McHenry Tunnel with the four lanes open. A little slow coming down the hill from the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, cloudy, breezy, slight chance of rain this morning. Watching the radar, and it's heading from western Maryland, heading our way. So showers and storms will arrive here at some point mid-morning, early this afternoon. And we're looking at 78 for the high, overnight low in the 60s. Tomorrow, cloudy showers, and again, 60s. Wet weekend, the heaviest rain, they say, could be on Sunday. Cloudy, 58 right now in Ellicott City, and it's 56 in Reisterstown. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Hey, Mom! The meatloaf! We want it now! The meatloaf!
Great scene from Wedding Crashers here with Will Ferrell and, of course, Vince Vaughn. It is National Burrito Day!
I love burritos. I love Doritos. I love my Cheetos. Burritos.
That's the burrito bandit right here, Chuck Whitaker. Chuck, do you have a favorite burrito?
I don't even remember having a burrito any time in the last 51 years or so.
You've never had a burrito?
I don't think I have.
Wow.
No.
That's the cross between a horse and a donkey.
Here we go again.
What day is this? That was Tuesday morning around the same time.
I love burritos. I like the breakfast burritos. They're really good.
Yeah.
And, of course, they all have different burritos. Chipotle, Qdoba. Chipotle, I think, has got the freshest ingredients because they make everything that morning. But I like to make my own homemade burritos.
Oh.
Yeah, really good stuff.
It says part of your Irish heritage,
is it? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Part of my Mexican-Irish heritage.
I like fajitas.
Fajitas are good. Yeah, absolutely.
Steak fajitas
are good. Of course, there's a lot of good stuff there. When I lived out west, and I was in Arizona, that's where I really got an appreciation for the stuff.
Have you ever been to Nashville, by the way?
I have. I've been to Nashville.
Yeah.
By the time I get to Phoenix.
Huh.
Yes. I like El Rincon in Sedona. Good restaurant.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, good stuff.
I thought El Rincon was like one of those Comic-Con things. I got confused for a moment.
Yeah,
all dressed up as your favorite burrito.
KFC has just dropped fried chicken-flavored toothpaste.
Oh, you're kidding me.
And yes, it's real. I saw this. It's got to be April Fool's. No, it is real. They're bringing their legendary 11 herbs and spices straight to your toothbrush. Because, after all, who wouldn't want their morning routine to taste like crispy golden perfection?
Really?
It has the unmistakable taste of KFC's original recipe before leaving your mouth feeling fresh and clean.
Yeah, the nice thing is that Outback Steakhouse is also coming out with the toothpaste flavored like their blooming onion. I hope it should go really well, too.
And let's not forget the garlic toothpaste.
Oh, very tasty.
Some of your favorite Italian dishes.
So you have no friends, so what?
Yeah, really.
Exactly.
Party in your mouth going all the time.
Subway's latest fast food chain to join the new hot honey trend. They launched their new hot honey sandwiches starting today at your participating Subway. So we get those hot honey.
Some of those look pretty good.
Yeah, the hot honey sandwiches at Subway or just in general?
In Subway.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Krispy Kreme's 2025 Choco Mania donuts now are out. Limited time line of four donuts featuring Hershey's milk chocolate icing. They include the Hershey's chocolate salted caramel cheesecake donut, the Hershey's chocolate buttercream donut, Hershey's chocolate chip cookie donut, and the Hershey's classic chocolate donut.
What was the first one again?
That was the Hershey's chocolate salted caramel cheesecake.
I can't imagine there are many calories in that, can you?
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
Really?
So what? Yeah,
so
he doesn't
what?
Matter.
We're going to be in 50 years.
Yeah. Dead?
Right. So what?
Chuck eats a dozen, then goes and plays 18 holes.
And by the way, Chuck, you know what would happen if my wife saw me eating one of those? I would be dead.
Then.
Yes.
I get it.
It's a good thing, she doesn't have a camera here, isn't it?
Yeah, just leave some evidence. Make sure you're on a
loop. We put on a loop.
Papa John's offering a buy one, get one free deal on all large pizzas now for a limited time in participating locations. So there you have it. You're caught up to date with Chuck's Food News.
I got a quick update.
Yes, sir.
The backup on 95 now, extended back, it was at O'Donnell Street. Now it's back to Moravia Road, 895, back to Erdman Avenue.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the update.
Well done, Chuck.
Yeah. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. If you want to react to the tariffs, you know, you look at everybody out there, the swamp, the Uniparty, the Democrats, so-called conservative free traders. They're all crying, saying the sky is falling, the sky is falling. Trump has built the economy not once, but twice. He'll do it again. I think this time it's going to happen a lasting. He is privatizing this economy. He wants to bring back a manufacturing base because, after all, if we're not making stuff that's essential to our economy, to our national security, and we have to depend, as we saw on the Chinese during the pandemic, or on these other nations for steel and metals that we need for our own military, we're in deep doo-doo.
Yeah, and then next time COVID comes around, do you really want to be depending on the Chinese to provide the pills you need to get well?
Yeah.
Do you really want that?
Good question. Don't forget the Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, and also on our Rumble page. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
We talked about this very briefly earlier in the hour. Great piece in today's town hall. I'll post on Bruce's Brain of Facebook at the top of the hour so you can check it out yourself. Rebecca Downs has details on Biden's endorsement of Harris shows how much the Dems were in disarray for 2024. It's a good analysis. And this is the first of a number of books. I think there are four or five scheduled still to come out on Joe Biden from various points of view. I think every single one of them will, in retrospect, whether they acknowledge it at the time or not, will say, gee, Joe wasn't competent at the time. How somehow we missed this was beyond me. But this is pretty condemning. A fight inside the wireless battle for the White House. It was released yesterday. It's a cover-up having to do with President Biden and his getting out of the 2024 race, as well as some of the other shenanigans that went on in the White House trying to protect us, or try to protect him, rather, for us finding out about exactly how incapacitated he was. Don't forget, he dropped out of the race in July, which did not leave any candidate a whole lot of time, but Barack Obama did not want Kamala Harris. He wanted somebody else. We hear Gretchen Whitmer and the turtle. Well, right. Fear the turtle, I suppose. I mean, there's nowhere else to go with that. But that would have been a fascinating race. I think that Donald Trump would have won that one even larger. Because I think Gretchen Whitmer does not have... I used to call it the Q rating, I think, is all this on TV. Yeah, how your popularity
rating. Remember, she did the response one year, I think, during the Trump. I think
bitter and nasty.
Yeah.
Bitter nasty.
Then there was the Gretchen Whitmer kidnap plot, which that whole thing was cooked up. Remember the... She got caught, her husband, going during COVID.
Yes. Another, to their vacation another, home.
Yeah, exactly.
In the UP.
Right.
Yeah. Here, everybody has to stay home except me. 6:53 right now. Talk radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like there might be a new wreck on the VW Parkway northbound Prince George's County coming up from the Capitol Beltway and up towards the Goddard Space Flight Center. So that's going to be an issue there. Not sure yet which lane is blocked, but see the backup now right here at Powder Mill Road and through that area. So I want to give you that heads up. A couple of things on the northeast side. A couple of vehicles stopped southbound 95 at the bridge at Rossville Boulevard. And then there was an incident on the outer loop between 95 and Bel Air Road. Picking up very quickly on the Beltway. Light rain earlier already backed up at 795 and both the tunnels with at least a 20-minute delay southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast shaping up like this. Cloudy, breezy. Rain is on the way all weekend long. Expect some rain showers later. Storms as well. And 78 for the high. Right now we're at 59 in Annapolis, 56 in Owings Mills. I mean, we're titling this segment Democrat Perks because first we have the political fundraiser. Westmore, and this is a state law that you're not allowed to solicit funds or raise funds mm-hmm. or appear at any kind of political fundraiser during the session, which you've got five more days. Last night, Westmore appeared at a federal PAC fundraiser, so technically not a state function, but again, it's violating the spirit of the law, certainly, mm-hmm. if not the letter of the law. That's number one. Number two, we've told you about Dr. Rogers, a Baltimore County superintendent. She, of course, may not be living in Baltimore County, or now is living in Baltimore County after living in Prince George's County. Well, guess what we learned? This is a woman who makes $332,000 a year. She gets 43 vacation sick days per year.
43?
She can cash that in if unused. She's also offered an annuity plan and a vehicle allowance of $10,000 a year. What she doesn't get is a driver. But apparently, Maryland taxpayers, or Baltimore County taxpayers specifically, are paying for a driver.
Wait a minute. She has $10,000 a year.
Yes.
And now she wants a free driver, too.
Yeah. And she's been getting it. The question is, where's this driver been picking her up? In Prince George's County? Yes. Or in Baltimore County, we would like to know. Then there's the question over City State's Attorney Ivan Bates. As Mayor Sheila Dixon says, he deserves a raise.
I've asked him over and over when I see him, well, have you gotten a raise? No, I'm really not clear about why he hasn't gotten it.
He hasn't gotten a raise, and Dixon says he's doing a great job, and residents want results. That's why he should get one.
I think residents care because they see results. They see positive results in their neighborhoods. People are starting to feel safer. They know the work that he does. And, you know, people, you want to compensate individuals based on the expertise that they bring, but also the results that they provide.
Not one to disagree about his own raise. Ivan Bates weighs in.
I feel like I've worked very hard to do an excellent job on behalf of the residents, and if they feel that that's what I'm worth, then without a doubt, I definitely would love and appreciate that, and I'll be humbled and honored.
Yes. So he makes, was it $238,000 mm-hmm. a year? And he thinks he should be making much, much more. And granted, he's done a good job,
yeah.
Except for the last plea deal that he cut with the attempted murder in Butcher's Hill, which they pleaded down to an assault. So I think he botched that one. Mayor Scott was asked yesterday, well, don't you think that Ivan Bates deserves a raise? I mean, what about some of these guys are doing a good job, Mr. Mayor? I mean, you know, you just got a raise. What about Ivan?
So I guess you have to understand how this works, right? We're talking about following the law. We have not received a salary increase. What you all like to say is that when we get cost of living, which, by the way, let me explain to you is how this works. If every bargaining unit that the city has with our employees gets a cost of living, then the elected officials get one, right? That doesn't always happen. There have been years where they didn't, so we don't get them. And again, my salary is $209,000. As the CEO of the city, his is $238,000, right? So we have to understand that. And we should not be talking about right now those kind of things.
No.
I'm sorry. He specifies where his salary is and where Ivan Bates' salary is. Hint, hint.
But wait, there's more. Calvin Young, longtime friend of Brandon Scott, is apparently he was hired as a $140,000 a year senior advisor to Scott back in September of 2024. He's still a senior advisor today, but he'll assume the chief of staff role next week. And he gets a little bump in salary to $250,000 annual dollars a year. That's a nearly 80% increase. So, But you have to understand, this is how this works. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Appreciate that. Yeah. 6:59, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
It's amazing. Listen, spring is here. At least it feels like it. Don't let stiff or achy joints hold you back. Rescue Natural Supplements, proud to bring you Rescue Glyco Plus. This incredible supplement is specially formulated to support joint comfort and flexibility with a powerful blend of green-lipped muscle complex and UC2 collagen. Now, this unique combination helps maintain healthy cartilage and promote smoother, more comfortable joints and more joint movement right now. Now, right now, Glyco Plus is going to be buy one, get one free for anybody with a WCBM radio code. Just use the code RELIEF to double up on your order for free. Again, that's RELIEF, R-E-L-I-E-F. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. And speak with a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. RES-Q.com. Get back into action with less pain. That's RES-Q.com. Use the code RELIEF, R-E-L-I-E-F, to buy one, get one free.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street bracing for a sharply lower open this morning. The market rattled by President Trump's announcement of reciprocal tariffs on America's trading partners. Mr. Trump defends a move saying it will supercharge American manufacturing while boosting tax revenue.
Declaring a national economic emergency, the president rolled out 10% tariffs on all imported goods and even higher duties on dozens of countries.
Our country and its taxpayers have been ripped off for more than 50 years, but it is not going to happen anymore.
The president promised that in the long run, factory jobs will return to the U.S., but economists, investors, and consumers are wary about price hikes on everyday goods in the short term. Greg Clugston, the White House.
And European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen predicts dire consequences resulting from President Trump's bid to level the playing field in international trade.
The global economy will massively suffer. Uncertainty will spiral and trigger the rise of further protectionism.
She says the EU has prepared a range of options for responding, subject to negotiations. And four Senate Republicans joined their Democratic colleagues who want to block tariffs on Canada. However, that resolution has virtually no chance of clearing the House, let alone being signed into law by President Trump. One death blamed on strong storms that raked parts of the South and the Midwest overnight. Fierce winds, tornadoes, and flooding rains. The power outages extend from Mississippi north to Michigan. Maryland lawmakers have passed a slavery reparations bill. It would create a commission to study the issue and make recommendations. Bill now heads to Democratic Governor Wes Moore, who says he will consider the measure. And on Wall Street this morning, stock futures are deep in the red. The Dow futures down more than 1,000 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Let me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, Vacation You burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist because Vacation You doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Good morning. It's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Hi, both the tunnels. Pretty much the normal delays. 895 is right around Pulaski Highway. 95 is slowing at Moravia Road. Everybody's open. They're moving, but 20 to 25 minute delay starting to build now. The ramp from 95 onto Russell Street southbound, which is then the BW Parkway. A little slow on that ramp, but nothing out of the ordinary. Beltway, we've had some rain on the west side, so that's sluggish from 795 to Frederick Road. Inner Loop at Green Spring. There was an incident earlier on the outer loop before Bel Air Road, so we have a delay starting there. That goes around to Providence Road. Just made a quick check through Annapolis. No issues at all there. A couple of things down south. BW Parkway northbound coming up to Powder Mill Road with a wreck. There's an accident on the shoulder with delays on the outer loop at New Hampshire Avenue heading into Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy, breezy, and much warmer for us here today. Slight chance of showers this morning. Better chances for showers, even storms, later on this afternoon and tonight. High temperatures in the upper 70s, low 60s tonight. Cloudy and cooler with scattered mainly morning showers Friday. Highs tomorrow, upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Ellicott City has 53 degrees. Hunt Valley has 55. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott has now released his fiscal 2026 budget plan. Now it moves on to the City Council for review. Mayor says the budget of $4.6 billion addresses a projected shortfall of $85 million through more than $26 million in new revenue for updated fee structures, nearly $44 million in city cost optimizations, and around $15 million in agency-specific reductions. The mayor says the budget prioritizes youth development, public safety, neighborhood revitalization, and responsible resource stewardship. Angela Alsobrooks wants to see legislation that would bring transparency to the impact of President Trump's new tariffs. On Wednesday, the president announced global tariffs covering a wide range of products from U.S. trade partners. Following the announcement, Alsobrooks took to the Senate floor to ask if the Senate pass what she calls common-sense legislation. The Tariff Transparency Act would require the International Trade Commission to investigate the impact of tariffs and what impact they'll have on consumers, businesses, and U.S. employers. And jury selection has all been completed in the trial of Victor Martinez Hernandez, who was charged with the 2023 rape and murder of Rachel Moran, the Harford County mom of five. Opening statements are expected to begin tomorrow with 12 jurors and six alternates. It's 7:05. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 786, pick 4, 6630. And next, it's Sign On Sports.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind, AES Builders and Home Improvements. You know, for over 35 years, AES has built trust by delivering top quality additions and remodeling. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Having earned 43 plus Super Service Awards and an A plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's the best part. AES is giving $2,500 off any addition, kitchen, or bath remodel to the first 25 callers in April. So call 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Or go to aeshome.us. AES, when they're done, you'll be happy. Don't forget, with that special offer, call now, 1-800-787-SAVE.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Garrett Crochet showed the Orioles what could have been last night at Camden Yards.
2-2 to Westberg. And struck him out. Back with the cut. And caught him looking and one gone. Cut on and missed. He blew him away. O'Neill down on strikes. On the sweeper, they go 1-2-3.
Call on the MLB Network. Crochet worked 8. He mowed down 8. In a 3-0 blanking of the Birds, Orioles were rumored to be in the Crochet hunt last year, but declined, citing the price. And last night they paid it, wasting another strong performance by Zach Eflin.
I felt like I was commanding the ball pretty well. They came out aggressive. They came out swinging. I was able to get through 3-4 pretty quick.
and they kind of caught up to me a little bit. They were putting some better swings on, getting more of the barrel.
Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti and head coach John Harbaugh took the mic yesterday discussing a myriad of things and agreeing on what's most important right now for the football team.
Oh, we're really thinking about
championships.
Yeah, we weren't talking about any of this other stuff.
We're pissed.
Yeah, we're talking about let's get this done. Yeah. You know?
Full interview available on Ravens.com. Coming up in 30 minutes, Maryland's new head men's basketball coach is named Buzz Williams. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowy and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowy. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, more Tesla terrorism on display. Maryland Democrats advance bills to limit cooperation with ICE in sensitive places. But once again, a lot of focus on the facts regarding the Maryland man who was a MS-13 gangbanger and deported to El Salvador.
Yeah, Sean, it dawned on me that the way the Democrats are actually portraying this guy, it's like he was the main character in that old song by Earl Guthrie, Alice's Restaurant, that, you know, he did something like throw trash on the side of the road. That's all he did forever. And he's a real nice guy other than that. And you get anything you want at Pedro's Restaurant, excepting Pedro. And that's this poor guy. Just got deported. He's just a merry guy, just hanging out.
Yeah, the wife is speaking out, saying that he's not a criminal, but he is a member of MS-13.
And he is illegal.
Right.
I mean, he's not here legally. He has been here illegally. And just because you've been here illegally for a long time, there's no statute of limitations on being illegal. You actually have to get it resolved at some point. So you'd think that if you're going to marry a woman, she's going to bear children by you, you would have the foresight to think, gee, you know what I should really do? I should get legal so we don't have to be separated at some point in the future. God forbid, should that happen. And if you were a member of MS-13, which there seems to be pretty strong evidence that he was, and people get to talk about people in MS-13 being forced out of the country, you would take some kind of action to prevent it. Well, Caroline Leavitt, the spokesperson for Donald Trump yesterday, began to address this poor, poor, pitiful man just hanging out with his kids.
If you just saw the headline from the insane, failing Atlantic magazine this morning, you would think this individual was Father of the Year, living in Maryland, living a peaceful life, when that couldn't be further from the truth. They didn't even mention in the title of that article, or even in the first paragraph, that this individual is an illegal criminal who broke our nation's immigration laws. He is a leader in the brutal MS-13 gang, and he is involved in human trafficking.
And here's the thing. I mentioned this morning, we have a morning meeting before we actually get to sit down and pretend we work for a living. But I mentioned this morning, he resisted being deported before. Why? Because if he had been deported before back to El Salvador, he said that a rival gang would do him damage. Wait a minute. Does that not imply that he's a member of a gang? If a rival gang is going to go after you? So, yeah, even he is implicating, hey, guess what? I'm a gang member here. You can't send me back because my gang can't protect me there from the other gangs. It's just amazing. Carolyn Leavitt pointed out, by the way, you know, just remember, folks, MS-13 is one of those really special designations according to the U.S. government.
MS-13 is a designated foreign terrorist organization. Foreign terrorists have no legal protections in the United States of America, and this administration is going to continue to deport foreign terrorists and illegal criminals from our nation's interior.
Period. We're going to find them, and we're going to make them go bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. And just because all the press buzz right now is on TDA does not mean that MS-13 is any less vicious.
But look at the left. They are trying to desperately look at that one, perhaps, story that might buttress their argument, which obviously the facts belie that.
Yep.
But they ignore the Georgia mother of, or South Carolina, whichever it was, mother of five that was brutally stalked, raped, murdered, and then raped while after she had
necrophilia.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that story gets no play by Jon Favreau or Politico or Atlantic or whatever the case may be. All they want to do, for whatever reason, is to keep these monsters in this country, including judges.
Fine. You guys can put them up in your guest room, all right? 7:13 right now. More on that from Carolyn Lovett coming up. First, though, traffic on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
That construction delay, Harford County, which they do during drive time, still never be able to tell me why, but either way, northbound 95, it's there now, taking away the right lane at Route 24. That's exit 76, 77, northbound side. Southbound 95, before you get to the Beltway, if you're coming down from White Marsh, a couple of vehicles, state police, still on the right shoulder. It's not a big impact there. And then the incident earlier on the Beltway before Bel Air Road is pretty much gone, slowing Bel Air Road all the way to Providence Road, interloop now through Pikesville. The west side had some rain showers earlier, and we've been slow there. It's been backed up for an hour already now from 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. Both the tunnels now backed up. I'm looking at 895. It's slowing back towards Moravia Road. 95 is backed up to and beyond Moravia Road, slowly working its way back, and will be there soon, if it's not there already, back around the area of the city-county line. So right now, at the tail end of both of those, to get through the tunnels, 25 to 30 minutes for the southbound traffic. Earlier wreck, BW Parkway northbound coming up to Powder Mill Road. A couple of vehicles on the shoulder. Outer loop in Montgomery County at New Hampshire Avenue. That's backed up to 95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM Weather Channel forecast: cloudy, breezy, slight chance of rain this morning, better chance later on this afternoon, showers, storms likely then, 78, and then it's going to be a wet and wild weekend. Right now, cloudy and 57 in the city, 57 in Middle River. Time for our MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Liberation Day, when the president will level the playing field when it comes to tariffs and truly free and fair trade, not this, again, completely distorted picture that some conservatives and other so-called free traders like the Wall Street Journal have in their mind, that it's okay for a country to charge us 67% tariffs and we charge none. You know who that is? China. China did that. Elsewhere, yesterday, of course, and look, President Trump could have charged 67%. Instead, he's charging just 34%. So he's halving the tariff. Just some other examples of these tariff atrocities. The European Union, which, by the way, Europe would be nothing without us. Nothing.
Without the Marshall Plan, they would have probably never recovered.
Built on tariffs. Yeah. The EU charges us 39%. They're all sorts of hidden with their VAT tax and with the non-trade foreign barriers. These are non-monetary trade barriers that they put up. We're only charging them 20%. So we're giving them a deal. India charges us 52%. We're only going to charge them 26%. Elsewhere, South Africa, 60%. We will charge them 30. South Korea, 50%. Us, 25%. Vietnam, I was unaware where we trade that much with Vietnam. We do.
Yeah.
A lot of textiles and a lot of stuff is made in Vietnam, clothing and things of that nature and sent here. 90% tariff on U.S. imports there. Now it'll be 46% here.
Yeah. It would have been higher, except they agreed to take Jane Fonda back.
Yeah, really.
Forever.
And for nations already getting the message, Israel has zeroed out their tariffs. Vietnam is beginning to decrease their tariffs. India has said they will lower some of their tariffs immediately, and Switzerland as well. So four nations already have gotten the message on that. And Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says there's good news on the tax bill that the president needs to get in on the reconciliation to jumpstart the economy.
We are moving ahead at a very brisk pace on this tax bill. I would expect the Senate to vote on it, possibly on their portion of the reconciliation instructions, maybe even this weekend.
But beware of scoundrels in the United States Senate, because yesterday a handful of Senate Republicans joined Democrats to vote on rescinding tariffs on Canadian goods, which is a rebuke of President Trump. The final vote, 51-48. The four Republicans are usual rhinos, Susan Collins, Mitch McConnell, and Lisa Murkowski, and Rand Paul, who claims he's a free trader, but one wonders what he really is.
Well, one of his objections, to be fair to him, is a constitutional one. He just doesn't think that a president should be in charge of raising or lowering taxes on his own. That's what he says.
Well, not taxes.
Well, effectively.
Yeah.
It costs.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, some of this you might want to codify, like the first Tariff Act, actually was the second act that passed by Congress in 1789, was a Tariff Act. It was passed by Congress, but at the behest of the president.
Take your word for it, because you were there and I was not.
Yeah. Illegal aliens released in the United States. I want to give you some numbers here. This is according to Tom Holman. From January 20, 2021, to April 1st of 2024, under Joe Biden, 184,000. It's in a 3-month period, first quarter of 2024 under Biden, the number of illegal aliens released into the country, 184,000 in 3 months' time. Okay? Under Trump, January 20, 2025 to April 1st, you know how many it was?
How many?
9. And 8 of those were either material witnesses in a criminal case or a significant medical emergency. 184,000 illegal aliens in a comparable time period last year under Biden versus 9 for Trump. It just goes to show you the intentional acts of the previous president.
Yeah.
Another leak is plaguing Mike Waltz, the National Security Advisor. His staff allegedly set up at least 20 signal chat groups to discuss Ukraine, Russia, China, and the Middle East. Now, don't know whether those chat groups ever were held or not. But it's just another day, another leak. Drip, 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 drip. Trump has halted dozens of research grants to Princeton. They're the latest to be targeted for anti-Semitism, etc. Columbia already lost $400 million. Penn lost $175 million. We don't have a final figure yet on that. And finally, the Trump administration had a message to the UK's Prime Minister, Starmer. No free speech, no free trade. So now, again, if you don't espouse to our values, we may not want to be your trading partner. But the baseline tariffs for every country right now start at 10%. We'll see what the market does today. It's going to be very, very interesting.
Futures are down a bit.
Yeah, and that's expected.
Yep.
You know, because but again, just hang tight. You'll be all right. All this will kind of gloss over once Trump wins, and he will win. Day 74 of the Golden Age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way, because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
7:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Still to come on Talk Radio 680 WCBM between now and 8 o'clock this morning. More Tesla terrorism, and Pam Bondi continues to warn, and there are cases now that are beginning to hit the courts. And she's saying, we're not going to cut a deal with anybody. We're going for 20 years for these major players. And you figure it's a minimum of 5. Once you begin to put these people behind bars, something tells me the Tesla terrorism will die off pretty quickly. They're kind of, you know, sofa warriors. And they're going to simply say it's just not worth the price that I'd have to pay. 7:23, traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
A couple of new things in. There's a wreck apparently at the ramp, top of the hill, 140 at the ramp at 795. So right outside of Reisterstown, keep an eye out for that. We might get a backup there as you're coming in from the Carroll County line. In Howard County, right at the line here, there's a new wreck just getting this eastbound I-70 after Route 27 and before Woodbine Road. So there's some backing there, and apparently the right lane is affected. Some areas earlier had some rain. The Beltway jammed up. Usual areas, Parkville side, interloop through Pikesville, crawling from 795 down to Frederick Road. Nothing out of the ordinary, but 25 to 30-minute delays right now southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
And your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, it's going to be a wet weekend, cloudy, breezy, slight chance of rain this morning, showers and storms this afternoon, 78, tonight 62, and then cloudy showers tomorrow, high about 67. Right now it is 60 in Severn under cloudy skies and 56 under cloudy skies in Bel Air.
Carolyn Leavitt yesterday, this is a slightly longer piece of audio, but I think it's important to hear all of it. This is her characterization of who these swell fellows are in MS-13. Better be sitting down for this.
MS-13 is a brutal and vicious gang. They raped and strangled a 20-year-old autistic woman to death in Maryland. They hacked 4 people to death with machetes in a park on Long Island. They have kidnapped, sexually tortured, and shot a teenage girl in Texas after she insulted them. Killed and mutilated a 17-year-old in Virginia, stabbing him 16 times and cutting off his hands. They beheaded and cut out the heart of a man in Washington, D.C. They raped and murdered a 13-year-old girl in California. They sex trafficked a slew of young girls, including one who was just 12 years old. Raped an 11-year-old girl in Brooklyn while her brother was in the room. Sex trafficked a 13-year-old in Maryland and Virginia, miles away from this White House, even beating her 26 times on her backside with a baseball bat. Pressured homeless New Yorkers to undergo unnecessary surgeries such as spinal fusion in order to bolster their fraudulent lawsuits. These are vicious criminals. This is a vicious gang.
Yeah, they are a vicious, vicious gang. And boy, I tell you, you get to the point where you're forcing people to get spinal fusions so that you can get more money out of a lawsuit that you then pocket and put into the coffers of MS-13. It shows a certain level of sophistication and understanding of the U.S. tort system as well. But beyond all of that, they're horrible individuals.
Rape, control, torture. That is their slogan. of MS-13.
Truly, truly horrible people. One more from Irvin Mike. And that is the swamp media. Again, we're hearing an awful lot the last couple of days. This Jamie Raskin wants this poor guy returned to his home. His poor daddy returned to his children. She says, you know, if only the Democrats and the swamp media would spend one-tenth of the amount of time focusing on the victims of people like MS-13 and Trent Diagua, that they do worrying about their feelings and about somehow their rights have been violated, the world would be a better place.
I wish that the media would spend just a second of the same time you have spent trying to litigate each and every individual of this gang who has been deported from our country as the innocent Americans whose lives have been lost at the hands of these brutal criminals. We maintain our position, and very strongly so.
Period. We maintain our position very strongly so. And I'm glad they're holding the line on this. An awful lot of administrations would have been in the buckle by now, and I don't figure they're going to.
Yeah, you know, the other thing, you know, they fail to mention is that if you're in an MS-13, they have like cliques, they're called. They're different chapters. Yep. And sometimes they all get together, all get along all that well.
Yeah.
I mean, there's internecine feuds between these cliques of MS-13. So if you're an MS-13 gangbanger and you're tatted up and they are identified as an MS-13, it's not like Crimson Bloods that have the colors, you know, the color war.
Yeah.
They actually have tats that indicate what clique they're in and so on and so forth. But you put your wife and children and your entire family in jeopardy if you're an active member in MS-13.
Yeah.
And so she's out there crying about her husband's not a criminal and this, that, and the other thing while he's in jeopardizing and endangering them by his very existence.
And part of what's happening in this country is this is being aided and abetted by these district court judges who figure that they're really the president instead of the real president, so they want to have a major voice in this. Newt Gingrich yesterday on the Hill characterized this as, I think it is.
15 district judges effectively seized control of various executive branch duties in the first 6 weeks of the current presidency through nationwide injunctions. This is potentially a judicial coup d'etat.
Okay, now, that's an interesting thing to say, but think about the implications of this. This is, again, Newt Gingrich talking about the impact of these district court judges. Think through these numbers.
You have 660 district judges. Now, is each one of them an alternative president? Because that's what they're claiming. They're saying their power is greater than the elected president of the United States. I think when you have as many as we've seen in the last few weeks, you have an FSC, a judicial coup d'etat against the elected leader of the American people.
Now, even people like Justice Kagan has said that this is crazy. These people are way out over their skis. This is not the way the system is supposed to work. And still, the district court judges, they say, Kagan? Who's Kagan? We don't care about her. We are the real power here.
There have been more injunctions that have been handed down by district court judges in the first 74 days of the Trump second term than all of the other three presidents prior had combined.
Yeah.
Combined.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
This is lawfare. This is the next chapter of lawfare on how they stop, thwart, or slow down the Trump.
Yeah. More injunctions
agenda
than in the entire Biden term.
Yeah.
The entire term.
It's 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce with the update.
Thank you, Sean. Angela Alsobrooks wants to see legislation that will bring transparency to the impact of President Trump's new tariffs. Yesterday, the president announced global tariffs covering a wide range of products from the U.S. trade partners. Following the announcements, Alsobrooks also took to the Senate floor to ask that the Senate pass what she calls common sense legislation, what's called the Tariff Transparency Act. It would require the International Trade Commission to investigate the impact the tariffs will have on consumers, businesses, and U.S. employment. Jury selection has been completed in the trial of Victor Martinez Hernandez. He is charged with the 2023 rape and murder of Harford County mom of five, Rachel Morin. Opening statements in the high-profile trial expected to begin tomorrow. 12 jurors and 6 alternates. Martinez Hernandez, a native of El Salvador, who was in the country illegally when he allegedly murdered Morin on the Mon Paw Trail in Bel Air. He was arrested in Oklahoma after a 10-month nationwide manhunt extradited to Maryland. Martinez Hernandez faces charges that include first and secondary murder, first and secondary rape, third degree sex offense, and kidnapping. The man involved in a deadly Baltimore County road rage incident has now been sentenced to life in prison with 20 years consecutive for murder and attempted first-degree murder. Ryland Picard Kevin Harris was convicted in the 2023 death of Shelia Hendricks, who was shot in her car, and that crashed in the area of Route 702 and Maryland Avenue. Darshia Gross was with Harris at the time of the shooting. He has pled guilty previously to being an accessory after the fact. The state's attorney's office, Scott Schellenberger's office, offers his condolences to the family and loved ones of Ms. Hendricks, saying he hopes that the sentence in this case will in some way help them to cope with the loss. Coming up at 7:32 on WCBM in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Pick 3 lottery was 786. Your pick 4 is 6630. And now it's 733. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We said last time around there was a wreck top of the hill, 140 at 795. And I said, yeah, we might back up to the line. And we are backed up to the line. So if you're coming in from Finksburg, working your way down the hill on 140, it's sitting there, stopped right before you cross the bridge and into Baltimore County. So that's a long delay. And adding to that, they're getting some light rain. Delays through Mount Airy. The wreck eastbound I-70 is after Route 27. It was blocking the right lane, but the traffic is slow before we get to the ramps at US 27. Make that Route 27. Slowing continues. 25, 30-minute delays. They're out there moving south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy, breezy, and much warmer for us here today. Slight chance of showers this morning. Better chances for showers, even storms later on this afternoon and tonight. High temperatures in the upper 70s, low 60s tonight. Cloudy and cooler with scattered mainly morning showers Friday. Highs tomorrow, upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. Weekday baseball for you today at Camden Yards as the Birds try to shake off the hangover. Administered last night by Garrett Crochet, the mechanical lefty, robotic in his approach as usual.
Garrett Crochet in the end strikes out 3 in the inning. Blew him away. Urias down hacking on 95. And 4 of the last 5 have struck out for Baltimore by Crochet.
Call on the MLB Network. Crochet stymies the Birds on 4 hits through 8 innings and strikes out 8 in a 3-0 shutout of Baltimore. Today's start time is 1:05 at Camden Yards. Take 2 for Charlie Morton, his home debut. The question is, will Gunnar Henderson be in Baltimore in time? The all-star shortstop could make it back to Baltimore today.
I talked to him yesterday. He's feeling really good. So we're going to he's gonna play again tonight, and then we're going to make a determination on, unfortunately, we have a day game tomorrow. But we're going to see where he is after the game tonight.
Also, a quick update on Grayson Rodriguez from manager Brandon Hyde.
Grayson threw a light side this afternoon. I think it's actually happening right now, or just happened. So a light side for Grayson.
Big high school baseball tilt yesterday in Baltimore. Number 2, John Carroll, comes up with 2 runs in the bottom of the 7th. It was a 7-inning game to beat number 3, Calvert Hall. 2-1 was the final. A lot of fanfare in College Park yesterday as Maryland announced Buzz Williams Williams as their new head men's basketball coach. Gary Williams was there. Other basketball luminaries, great players from over the years as well. The 52-year-old Buzz has taken three teams to the NCAAs in his 18-year career, but has advanced to the Elite Eight only once. He was asked late in the press conference what the vision is for his roster next season.
As soon as I can figure out who's on the roster, that would be the first place to start.
And I guess that begins today. Meanwhile, the chase continued last night for the great Alex Ovechkin. This time it was in Carolina against the Hurricanes.
40 seconds to go. McNugget minute of period two. Strome coordinating Ovechkin. One time! He scores! The chase is as easy as 1-2-3 now.
Nicely done by Joe Beninati and, of course, the Great Eight. Two to tie, three for history, but the Caps fall to the Canes last night. 3-1 was the final. The time now is 7:37. When we return, flag football is apparently a thing.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Some big names here, guys. There's a lot of money and a lot of power behind this flag football push, both men's and women's leagues, apparently.
No kidding.
The NFL is all about it, as I'm sure you can imagine. Here are some of the names. These are big financiers. Alex Ohanian, who is Serena Williams' husband from TKO Group. Mark Lasry, who owns a hedge fund, wants to get involved. 10 bids are going to be considered. 10 cities are going to be considered eventually. And this is something that's going to happen. There's going to be a flag football league for both men's and women's, they're going to play in the Olympics coming up, so it's getting a lot of publicity, and if the NFL wants it, the NFL will make it happen.
Count me out.
Yeah. Count you out.
Yeah. I won't be watching it.
You won't be watching men and women in shorts with little hankies?
We're almost at the flag football stage now in the NFL.
Yeah.
When it comes to certain quarterbacks,
I've seen enough of almost touch football to not want to see any more flag football.
Here's why I think people are going to watch. Because this game is going to be totally based on skill and speed. There's going to be no tackle. You know, there's no 300-pound behemoths. It's going to be, passing the football.
Well, it's not football
all the time.
Call it something else. Don't call it football.
But they are calling it something else. It's called flag football.
Yeah, but it's still not football.
Yeah, it's not football.
Now, are you not watching because you're a traditionalist or because there's just no room in your sports life for it?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am totally curmudgeon. Real sports
I would rather watch.
Curmudgeon. Both of you. Curmudgeons.
No, I'm just totally disinterested. It's not something that I would spend a minute watching.
Well, you don't even like NFL football.
No, I love NFL football.
Oh, okay. I don't know what I'm talking about.
No. I mean, I do. I love NFL football. Come on. Excuse me, but who won last season, I think, on picking? Who won that? Rather handily?
Oh, he's pulling that card out.
Oh, you're talking about the pool?
The pool.
The pool was rigged.
I forget offhand who won.
One game.
Rather comfortably.
Comfortably.
He's got the bragging rights until next season.
You know, seriously.
See how he doesn't flag football. See if he's interested in that.
Exactly. No, not at all. Yeah. Okay, the guys with the flags win. Fine. Okay.
Well, you got red, you got blue.
You know, I'm telling you right now, the NFL's already engaging in flag football. You know, they have these little yellow flags they throw on every play.
They do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If you watched while Tom Brady was playing, you're pretty sure they had flag football rules in effect for him.
Yeah, here he goes. Put him in a skirt, right? Here we go.
Put him in a skirt. Another skirt?
All right, Gary, we'll see you in a couple.
I'm out of here.
7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock, the Maryland House Judiciary Committee currently deliberating Senate Bill 828, contentious piece of legislation aimed at restricting federal immigration officials' access to sensitive locations such as schools, libraries, and churches. This bill, along with House Bill 1222, sparking significant debate, as you might imagine, among lawmakers. That looks to end agreements between local law enforcement and ICE. You know, there's three jurisdictions.
Yes.
Hartford. It's Frederick counties. And there's one more. I can't remember off the top of my head. participate with it. Others have looked at limited participation. But again, Matt Ellison, who used to be the Baltimore field office director of ICE, who's now moved up on the become the regional director for the Eastern Seaboard. He says these criminals, these illegal alien criminals, are quite savvy to this sensitive location carve out.
Very savvy criminals were seeking out churches and schools to live across the street from, knowing that they would be shielded.
Yeah, and one of the sponsors of the bill, Delegate Nicole Williams, says, not our job, not my circus, not my monkey.
Yeah. We should not be doing the federal government's job for them. Those jurisdictions that are currently have these types of agreements, yes, they will have to terminate those agreements.
Really? Sure. Really? Yeah. We should be. Can I just comment on this? So you don't want to do the federal government's job for them. Well, what are you going to tell your constituents when their mom, when their Rachel Morin gets murdered by an illegal?
Okay,
gee,
well,
I guess we chose to not do the federal government's job for them. And so screw you, constituents. We don't care if you die.
Well, that's Sheriff Chuck Jenkins' point, as a member of the sheriffs down in Annapolis last week.
So it actually should be titled the Place Marylanders in Danger Act, because that's what it effectively does.
Yeah, it puts Marylanders in danger. And Sheriff Jim DeWeese of Carroll County says, look, there's a big misconception about what the participation level is.
This is not law enforcement going out into the community with ICE and grabbing people up and saying, you don't look like you belong here. That's what the sponsors of the bill want you to believe.
And then he says, people are just ignorant of what law enforcement and ICE, what their role is in all of this.
So it's a shame that folks that are sponsoring this type of legislation are so incredibly ignorant about the issue, and even more ignorant when it comes to their constituency and what they truly want.
You know, here's what the Trump administration could do. Say, fine, Maryland, you pass these bills in which you then ban all state agencies, and you name these sensitive locations, whatever, then we're going to yank federal funding from those sensitive locations. So there'll be no federal funding for schools, no federal funding for libraries, and churches will lose their charitable exemption in the state of Maryland. We're just, again, you've got to keep the public safe. And it's now become a pattern here in the state of Maryland, whether it's the explosion of juvenile crime,
mm-hmm.
or whether it's the way they treat illegal aliens, the Democrats in the state aren't interested in keeping you safe.
No.
They just want a virtue signal.
Yeah, they want to see if they can get political advantage. We're not going to do the federal government's job for them. They have constituents. Their constituents are counting on them to their best of their ability to provide a safe environment for those constituents, depending on what their job responsibilities are. What's so hard about this?
All right, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Give us a call right now, 410-922-6680 or 1-800-WCBM-680.
743 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Doodlebug Johnson.
And brought to you as a service, Sabertes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Typical ride to Annapolis, Benfield Boulevard, I-97 South, merging in at Route 32. Other than that, everybody's open. Bay Bridge looks good coming over through Sandy Point. And over to the Severn River Bridge. The wreck outside of Mount Airy has cleared. Eastbound I-70 back to normal now near the ramp at US 20, or make that Route 27. The accident still causing delays. 140 coming inbound from Finksburg. You're basically stopped right before you cross the bridge into Baltimore County. It's raining, and the problem is top of the other big hill. There was a wreck on 140 right before the ramp at 795. We might be down to just one lane. That's causing this impact, and we're not, I can't tell for sure, but you're not quite backed up to Route 91, but it's going that way. Earlier problems on the Beltway, but nothing new right now. Slowing Parkville side, Interloop at Green Spring, 795 to Frederick Road. Some areas are getting some rain. JFX last check, all the lanes are open. 25 to 30 minute delays minimum right now in both the Harbor Tunnels. Construction right lane, northbound 95 in Harford County at Route 24. It's time for a spring tune-up for your vehicle. You need to change your oil, refresh your coolant system, rotate your tires. Get it all done at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel forecast for your Thursday, it is going to be cloudy and breezy. Slight chance of some rain this morning. Showers and storms later this afternoon, and 78 tonight, 62. 32 for the low. Expect rain in some way, shape, or form Friday through Sunday as well. It's cloudy and 60 in Annapolis and 59 in Pikesville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Today we've got a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug, and our contestant is Dale in Jarrettsville.
Morning, Dale.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll follow up behind Chuck.
No matter where Chuck is.
Do you have a shovel?
Yeah. So many of us want to be... Many of us, instead of saying follow behind Chuck, they say we want to be upwind of Chuck. So it's a little different term.
All right, Dale.
You both need to shut up.
Good luck to you.
Get to the game. It's getting dark.
It's getting dark.
Already? Story number one, a women's fencer participating in the Cherry Blossom Open in Maryland over the weekend made the decision not to compete against a biological male posing as a woman. She took a knee right before the match was set to begin. The woman... said that she also was a lifelong Democrat up until this year. She said she voted red all the way down the ticket this year. It was like waking up to the lies of the media, and she's now become a full supporter of Donald Trump. Story two, air traffic control supervisor was arrested Friday after allegedly assaulting a colleague in the control tower at Reagan National Airport. The man charged with misdemeanor assault and battery, according to the Metropolitan Washington Airport's authority. He had already punched a colleague Thursday during an altercation about operations. No wonder planes are crashing into each other down there.
A little bit of stress in that job.
In story three, Sony Pictures has shocked the world with the announcement of at CinemaCon convention trade show in Las Vegas that their Beatles biopic... There's several going to be released between now and 2028. But there's called the Fab Four. All four Beatles that have been cast to play the Beatles are played by black actors. And they're going to focus on their early influences in the black community, like R&B Kings, Muddy Waters, Rock and Rollers, like Chuck Berry, etc. And that is going to be out in 2027. Story one, woman's fencer takes a knee and refuses to fence a transgender opponent at the Cherry Blossom Open in Maryland. Story two, punch is thrown at the D.C. control tower at Reagan, throwing the air traffic control tower into chaos. And story three, Sony Pictures announced their Beatles biopic will feature an all-black cast of the Beatles. All right, we will start with Bruce.
The women's fencer, I think that's a true story, and I'm glad that she made both decisions, if that happens to be true, that she both took a knee and decided enough of the Democrats. Story number two, the fist fight in the control tower. That is an incredibly high-stress job, incredibly high-stress, and they are understaffed there. I have no doubt that something could boil over pretty quickly. I think that's true, so I'm guessing story number three, the Sony's African-American Beatles story, is fake news.
All right, one for three, Chuck.
I haven't heard anything about that Beatles thing. I think these guys are fighting, but I think it was another tower. But three.
Chuck goes for story three. Dale in Jarrettsville.
I'm going with three also.
Dale goes for three. And Kristen.
Oh, this might be a mistake. I'm not sure. They could all be true. I don't follow women's fencing as closely as I should, but I haven't heard that story, so I'm going to say one.
All right. Kristen goes for story number one. Story two, the punch is thrown at the D.C. control tower. Yeah, that's absolutely a true story. He was air traffic controller arrested and charged with assault. So you wonder what happened to the planes they were watching while they were fighting.
He really took off on the guy.
Yeah. A couple of touch and goes there.
Yes.
Story number three got all the votes today except for Kristen's, and that's because it is our fake news story of the day. No black Beatles coming up in the near future. Dale, you're a winner. Congratulations.
All right.
In spite of following Chuck, you did well.
Thanks for following me.
Yes.
You're quite welcome, Chuck.
I appreciate it, my man.
All right,
my man.
We'll put you on hold and tell you how to get your prize.
Chuck, by the way, Chuck, thank you for following me.
I've been following you for years. You know that.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. 7:50. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Ron Barowy with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Ron today at 410-266-1120.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Transmission incoming from the big giant head.
You want a chance to win tickets to your favorite events or an opportunity to win prizes? How about interact with your favorite shows and talk show hosts?
Hello.
Then download the WCBM mobile app at the App Store. It's free with no monthly subscription fees. Listen at home, at work, and even in the car. Listen live or on demand. The best things in life are free with the WCBM mobile app. Download it today and keep listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up at the 8 o'clock hour, well, we have the Maryland FOP saying, guess what? We've got a candidate for you. Antonio Garcias has gone in with Doge and found all kinds of mistakes and misbehavior at Social Security. Of course, a great interview coming up right at the top of the hour with Brian Thompson talking about a new charter school coming for you. It's coming up on 7:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott.
I mean, seriously, I mean, look what they're trying to do here in Maryland. You've got, as Matt Elson said, savvy criminal elements, illegal alien criminals. Some of them are murderers. Or Rakeela Hamilton is who she referenced, Caroline Levitt last half hour, who was, we've had Tammy Nobles, her mom, here on the show before. You got Rachel Warren, her alleged murder is on trial right now. The jury has been seated, 12 jurors, 6 alternates. Just so there's a pretty good track record in Maryland right now for illegal aliens committing horrific crimes. MS-13, I'm not sure about Tren de Aragua, but MS-13 is pretty prevalent. And we have Democrats wanting to carve out safe havens for them. In schools, in churches, in hospitals, in libraries, etc. Again, they've carved out safe havens for the drag queens in Anne Arundel County and that type of thing. But now, of course, they're going to be carving out safe havens for illegal aliens if this bill passes, which it looks like it's going to. So we'll see whether Governor Moore will sign it or not.
7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the guy who follows me everywhere, Chuck Whitaker.
Let's not go there. Do me a favor, don't go there. It's hard now.
Don't go there.
Eastbound 140 is one lane, which is kind of what we figured with this wreck top of the hill at 795. So with that, you're backed up coming out of Finksburg. I don't know if it's all the way back to 91, but it's pretty damn close. So in the meantime, single lane, top of the hill, and it's raining. So it's just aggravating that. And not an easy way to go around it. You know what I'm talking about. Route 91 up to 30 and then coming down. Ooh, that's a long way around. Some areas of rain on the Beltway earlier, and we're just basically crawling 795 to Frederick Road. Interloop through Pikesville, that may stretch back towards Liberty Road. Parkville side has been slow before Bel Air Road. JFX, last check, was a little busy south of Ruxton Road through the City County line, and we're still there. 25 to 30 minute delays again today, southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In WCBM weather channel forecast, cloudy, breezy, slight chance of rain this morning, showers and storms more likely this afternoon, and a high of 78. And right now it's looking cloudy and 59 in Pikesville and 59 with some light rain the next hour in Middle River as well.
It's a little sad, but yes, the test of terrorism continues. Until these people get behind bars and are put there for a period and highly publicized that that's why they're there, this crap's going to continue. Another Tesla owner says yes. Another Tesla terrorist did damage to his car, but at least the police caught him.
This individual walked up and wrote on the car.
I got a call just 3 days ago from the detective that they identified and caught the individual. And so I'm going to be going into the police office later this week to give my official statement.
Now, as to whether he's now hesitant to drive the car, he says, well, no, me, I like the car. I got the car not for a political statement because I happen to like the car.
The protests have not discouraged me from getting rid of my car. I don't have my car for any political reasons. I have it because I think it's a great car and I like driving it. And I'm going to continue to do that. I will say it does make me a little bit more hesitant with when my family is in the car without me as to what things they may encounter.
And that would be my concern in that circumstance as well, is I'm okay with it, but what about if my wife is there? What if my daughter or granddaughter are in the car and this kind of stuff happens? And that is the intent of this kind of terror. It is. And this guy says, look, it's time to send a message.
I want to set an example to try to discourage this from happening to other people and just getting the message out that you're not really accomplishing anything by attacking innocent individuals that have no part to play in this. And so if I could do a small part to get that message out, I'm happy to do so.
Now, somebody can play with a large part in getting a message out that this is not a useful thing to do is the Attorney General of the United States, Pam Bondi.
I've made it clear, if you take part in the wave of domestic terrorism against Tesla properties, we will find you, arrest you, and put you behind bars. Today, I am proud to announce that the Department of Justice has unsealed federal charges against another Tesla attacker.
Yeah, got another one. And or this guy, they had to chase him from state to state in order to get him.
The crime was committed in Colorado, and thanks to the great investigative work by the FBI, the defendant was arrested in Plano, Texas. Let this be a warning. You can run, but you cannot hide. Justice is coming.
Yeah, it's time for the justice to be there. Truly, I think the only way this is going to stop, Sean, is if it's widely publicized. Okay, here are these three guys in three separate trials. We're going to track the trials. 5 years for you, 10 years for you, 20 years for you. And go behind bars, sit there, and suck on it. Because that's all that's going to happen from now on. And we're going to catch you. This is domestic terrorism. I don't care if it's Tesla or Chevrolet or a Huffmobile. It doesn't matter to me. Or whether it's we're going to do after ice cream shop next. Or we're going to get every Dunkin' Donuts in the country next. This crap has got to stop.
I've made it clear, if you take part in the wave of domestic terrorism against Tesla properties, we will find you, arrest you, and put you behind bars.
Period.
Yeah, and you look at some of these people that are engaging. Some of it remind me of they fit the Antifa profile. But yes. Remember, Antifa and BLM, they ran wild and roughshod over this country in the summer of love, air quotes, in 2020 and post-apocalypse. Again, you look at it, and that was President Trump was in office at that point. That was a DOJ run by Bill Barr. They should have held those people accountable.
Yeah.
Biden didn't come in until 21. So when you look at it, I mean, you have to send the message. And I think you've got the right, AG now, and hopefully she'll. So make some examples out of these individuals. And once they start going to jail with very long prison sentences, yes. then I think you'll see it start to stop.
Because these aren't all just young punks or hippies who think somehow I'm going to regain the 1960s spirit of rebellion. You're finding attorneys. You find a state legislator who done this. I mean, this is all throughout the leftist culture. Violence is okay.
Right.
Violence is okay.
I've got no problem if you're going to peacefully protest on the public sidewalk or whatever. You want to do that. That's your First Amendment right. But once you start vandalizing or intimidating or harassing or accosting people and their property and then it's a whole different story. And those people need to be held accountable. All right, coming up top of the hour, Brian Thompson, talking about a new charter school, perhaps, in Carroll County. Stick with us. It's 8 o'clock on the Morning Drive.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
Declaring a national economic emergency, President Trump rolling out a minimum 10% tariff on all imported goods. Even higher duties will apply to dozens of countries that soaked the U.S. by slapping huge levies on American goods they import. Yesterday's Rose Garden ceremony announcing the tariffs, President said it's a day for the record book.
April 2nd, 2025 will forever be remembered as the day American industry was reborn, the day America's destiny was reclaimed, and the day that we began to make America wealthy again. Going to make it wealthy, good and wealthy.
Along with the across-the-board tariffs, Mr. Trump announcing a 25% tax on auto imports.
The tariffs went into effect at midnight on all cars and trucks being shipped to the United States. In his Rose Garden speech, the president complained that while the U.S. imports many foreign vehicles, Japan, South Korea, and other nations have put up barriers.
None of our companies are allowed to go into other countries.
Auto dealers say the 25% tariffs will likely result and sharply higher sticker prices. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Wicked weather from the south to the Midwest overnight. More could be in the offing.
Every region is going to be experiencing several days in a row of very heavy rainfall, reaching perhaps historic amounts across portions of the lower Ohio Valley, Arkansas, southern Missouri, as numerous showers and storms develop each day for the next 2 days.
Frank Pereira at the National Weather Service. Overnight storms left hundreds of thousands without power, and the storms blamed for at least 3 deaths. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 1,195 points. NASDAQ futures 754 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their 3-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Progressive understands that bond between you and your boat, but imagine if something happened to it. Without the boat, you're just Tina with too much boat knowledge. Sure, it's helpful on the water, but with no boat, you're someone who talks way too much about knots, and no one cares what a jib is anyway. Boat Tina could get away with it because she has a boat. So make sure your boat is insured. Get Progressive, America's number one boat insurer, and then go back to being you, Tina, who owns a boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Number one rating based on boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
8:03 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the backup on 140 is still there as you're coming in from the Finksburg area towards the Baltimore County line. The wreck was down to a single lane right at the ramp at 795. So long delay. And again, we have some light rain in that area. There's a new minor accident and some fog has settled in southbound 83 in the area of Mount Carmel Road. Might be off the roadway, but it's a little bit damp. So heads up for that if you're coming south from the area around the state line, of course, down through Mount Carmel Road and Middletown Road. There's a new wreck in Baltimore County. I think when they arrived, they said this vehicle was on its side at Perrin Parkway at the intersection at Oakley Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy, breezy, and much warmer for us here today. Slight chance of showers this morning. Better chances for showers, even storms, later on this afternoon and tonight. High temperatures in the upper 70s, low 60s tonight. Cloudy and cooler with scattered mainly morning showers Friday. Highs tomorrow, upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Reisterstown has 49 degrees. Middle River has 53. On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. A federal judge in Baltimore has sentenced medical malpractice attorney Stephen L. Snyder to 6 months of home confinement and 3 years probation for attempted extortion. The 77-year-old Snyder, suffering from medical issues that include Parkinson's disease, and according to the Baltimore Banner, the judge said he would likely have received prison time if not for his medical circumstances. Brandon Scott has now released his fiscal 2026 budget plan. Now moves to the Baltimore City Council for review. Mayor says the budget of $4.6 billion addresses a projected shortfall of $85 million, though more than $26 million in new revenue revenue from updated fee structures, nearly $44 million in city cost optimizations, and around $15 million in agency-specific reductions. Scott says the budget prioritizes youth development, public safety, neighborhood revitalization, and responsible resource stewardship. And Angela Alsobrooks wants to see legislation that would bring transparency to the impact of President Trump's new tariffs. On Wednesday, the president announced global tariffs covering a wide range of products from U.S. trade partners. Following the announcement, Alsobrooks took to the Senate floor to ask that the Senate pass what she calls a common-sense legislation, the Tariff Transparency Act, that would require the International Trade Commission to investigate the impact of the tariffs and what impact they would have on consumers, businesses, and U.S. employment. It's 8:05 at WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 786, pick 4, 6630, and next, it's Style on Sports.
Hi, Frank Looper here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch, ipsvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The early season pattern continued yesterday for Baltimore as the Birds were whitewashed by the extremely efficient Garrett Crochet. One game up, one game down. The Crochet allowing just four hits in eight innings. Pitched of a 3-0 blanking of the Birds. The Orioles have now scored 12-9-8 in three wins, 2-1-none in three losses. After the game, the manager deferred to the pitcher.
Just tip your hat. That's outstanding stuff. And four pitches he throws for strikes with tempo, with plus stuff, crossfire, physical. It's a tough at bat.
Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti and head coach John Harbaugh interviewed by Ravens reporter Garrett Downing at the tail end of the owners' meetings in Palm Beach, discussing among other things, the coach's new contract extension. Here's Bisciotti on how it went.
I think he demanded more money, but I'm not.
You said term loosely.
Suggested. You suggested.
Appreciate it.
Strong suggestion.
All well and good. Now let's go win something. And finally, a crowning achievement yesterday for Baltimore's own Carmelo Anthony.
With the third pick in the 2003 NBA draft, the Denver Nuggets select.
After 19 seasons, 28,000-plus points, Carmelo Anthony at Towson Catholic has been selected to the NBA Hall of Fame. Coming up in 30 minutes, will Maryland up its basketball NIL? And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America's the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, starting March 17th at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 3 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Well, indoctrination of our children obscene and explicit books in our school libraries, boys and the girls, sports, locker rooms, bathrooms, etc. Going to a state-run or government-run school has become a hazard for many of our children and grandchildren. And so the question is, what is the alternative? Well, the alternative is homeschooling is one. The other is charter schools. And with us now on our Newsmaker Hotline, Brian Thompson of the Carroll Learning Alliance. And Brian, welcome back to the show. I know we've worked together before on contents in school libraries, but tell us what the Carroll Learning Alliance is up to regarding a charter school in Carroll County.
Yeah, hey, and thanks for having me on this morning. I'm Brian Thompson. I'm Vice President of the Carroll Learning Alliance, and we're a nonprofit established by parents and teachers who are dedicated to giving families more school choices in our county. And as you guys know and have heard, our first initiative is the Carroll Classical Charter School. It's going to be the first charter school in our county. We're planning to open our school in the fall of 2026, and it's going to be open to all students of Carroll County. And it's going to offer a classical education model, which you know I can dive into if you guys want. Basically, it's a classical model of education that typically is available only to students and families that can afford private school, and we're looking to make that available through charter and through public education.
Which sounds wonderful, and I understand this is a tuition-free school?
That's right. So the charter school operates just like a public school, so it's publicly funded at no additional cost to taxpayers. So it works no different in that, you know, if a student was transferring from, say, Westminster Elementary to Eldersburg or vice versa, that the money follows the student. And so in this case, the same would apply here. So if public school students wanted to enroll in our school, the money would follow that student. And so it's in that sense tuition free and publicly funded. And and so the other benefit of it too is that we get some autonomy over the curriculum. So in Maryland, the way a charter school works is that, you know, the founding organization of that school gets to establish the curriculum. The school system, you know, they get the benefit of making sure they can have some checks and balances to make sure we're delivering on those results. But the key thing is that we get to establish the curriculum, the topics that we get to teach, and I think that's very attractive to parents.
Okay, now explain to me the mechanism a parent would have to go through in order to have the money follow the child.
There's nothing that the parent has to do at all. So the way it works is very much how you would enroll your child in the public school system. So, you know, the tax dollars basically just follow the student within the budget that the county establishes. And basically, that's really that simple. There's like nothing in terms of what the parent needs to do in order to direct the dollars to their student at our school. The county and the school system handle that for them.
And Brian, how many students will you be able to accommodate in the Carroll County Charter School?
So on year one, we're looking to open for 280 students for grades kindergarten through through sixth grade. So it's about, you know, 40 students per grade. And the exciting thing is that we've got a prospective student list that's exceeded over 330 students.
Wow.
So, you know, I think we're definitely expected to hit capacity when we open. And then after year three, we'll be available to all middle school students as well, up to grade eight. And that'll be about 360 students total.
Brian, hang on. We have more to come. 8:13 right now. Talk Radio 680, WCVM. Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes.
All right. Heavy traffic now into the Fort McHenry Tunnel and now coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. 95 south here at 395 is slowing. Not aware of any problems, but looking at a backup that's trying to continue down into the area towards Washington Boulevard and eventually down to the Caton Avenue ramp. To switch the camera there after Caton Avenue, there's no backup. So this backup right now is right after 395 and towards Washington Boulevard. Might be an incident there. We still have delays coming out of Carroll County. Was down to a single lane. We're backed up from Finksburg through the county line because of a wreck at 140 and 795. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, cloudy, breezy, and we're going to get some rain this morning and maybe some heavier rain, showers, and storms this afternoon. And 78 right now, light rain, and 60 in the city, 63 in Severn. On our newsmaker hotline is Brian Thompson, and he is with Carroll Learning Alliance, and their first initiative is the Carroll Classical Charter School, which they hope to open up in 2026. Now, interestingly enough, you had said the dollars follow the student, and those would be county tax dollars that you're talking about. Is that right?
It's state, federal, and county.
All right, so it's a mixture of all three. So my question then is, right now there's a big disconnect between federal, where the Trump administration is saying, stop all this nonsense with teaching certain parts of the curriculum to young, you know, K through 5 or whatever it is, K through 3, on sex ed, gender fluidity, things of that nature. Yet the Maryland State Department of Education, under Dr. Wright, is saying, no, that's still in the state curriculum. So if you have to be accredited by the state, how are you going to be able to say, no, we're not going to teach some of the state curriculum?
Yeah, so, and again, coming back to one of the benefits I mentioned about charter is that the charter school and the entity that operates it does get more autonomy around the topics and the curriculum that it teaches. So while public schools, and I would say even the Carroll County schools, have done, you know, relative to other counties, a good job of trying to, you know, protect us from some of those, standards, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Our charter school will have a little bit more flexibility. So, you know, our focus is going to be just, you know, let's teach kids how to read, let's teach kids how to do math, let's teach kids how to critically think, which aligns perfectly with our classical education model. So that's going to be our focus. And we won't be, you know, as in the situation that our traditional public schools are with respect to having to broach those topics. We'll have a little bit more autonomy.
Brian, two questions for you. First, are you fully staffed up?
No. We're actually, in terms of the process and where we are, we just submitted our application to the Carroll County Board of Education. So we're in the early stages. Our staffing plan will start to kick in late 2025 in preparation for fall 2026.
Okay, second question then, if I might, and I realize our time is limited, so I'm sorry for interrupting, but
yes, sir.
A second topic, if I might, and that is, you say you're going to teach kids how to think about politics, but not what to think. Did I hear that correctly?
That's exactly right.
All right, and there's a big difference there. Explain the difference and the quantum difference between those two concepts.
Yeah, so, and I'm going to tie this back to the classical education model a little bit because, you know, readers or our listeners, sorry, can go to our website, carrollclassical.org, where they can learn about the trivium. And the trivium talks about three stages of learning. There's the grammar, which is the knowledge, the logic phase, which is the understanding, and the rhetoric, which is the communication. And so our school and what we're going to do is we're going to teach kids how to lead themselves to a truth, to what the truth is. And it's done through questioning. It's done through guidance and kind of guiding kids to lead and get to their own conclusions, but not telling them what the conclusion is, if you know what I mean. So, and that ties, again, very nicely to the classical model, but the goal, again, is to kind of help kids arrive to their own conclusions and their truths, telling them when they're, you know, there's some basic things, 2 + 2 = 4. You know, there's no debate about that, right? And so we'll make sure to teach them and lead them to those truths. But in terms of thinking logically and critically about things, there's going to be guidance that the teachers will allow them to give that freedom to think for themselves.
All right, so Brian, if listeners in Carroll County want more information about the Carroll Classical Charter School, what's your social media? What are the websites? How can they get more information?
Yeah, they can come to us in our website at carrollclassical.org. They can also email us at info@carrollclassical.org. And if they were to search for Carroll Classical Charter School on Facebook, they'll be able to find our page and get some more information there as well.
And are you still accepting applications?
Yes, we are. And, you know, they can sign up and then they can specify the pre-enrollment form where they can kind of specify, you know, how many kids in their household and what grades, So they'll be able to fill out a pre-enrollment form.
All right, very good. That's a good alternative. And to get out of the government-run schools, homeschooling, and now we have a potential charter school in Carroll County, first of its kind. Brian Thompson, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Right. Our pleasure. See, we identified a problem years ago, and he was working on the obscene, filthy, explicit books in Carroll County, and now has provided a solution to that problem. That's very beneficial. I think that's great. 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Up next, more on your traffic. And, of course, we have your clown car in just a second here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next five callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call ProStatus now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. And at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. You know, we have some decent weather, but coming up, there are a couple of pretty big storms in our way, man. Just taking a look at that.
By the way, there's two books out that need to, if we have time before the end of the hour, we should comment on. One, of course, is Ron Klain, the former chief of staff to Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. It's called Uncharted, How Trump Beat Biden, Harris, and the Odds in the Wildest Campaign in History. And the other book is called The Fight by Jonathan Allen and Amy Parnes. It doesn't stun any of us because we've been talking about this, but it is certainly an eye-opener in Democrat circles.
Well, one of the two of them was out already, right, as of yesterday.
Yeah.
There are a total four or five of them that are going to be coming out within you know.
And Biden's going to write his own book, too.
Really?
That's what we're being told. Or Jill will write it, and he'll just nod.
The real question is, will we be able to write it using all of a purple crayon, or will he get distracted in the middle and wonder
why? Dr. Otto Pan. That's what it's going to be in.
It's just, why doesn't this purple crayon taste like a grape? So 8:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck.
And look what it does for your teeth.
Yes, I know.
And you know he can't stay on the lines.
I know, yeah.
Right. Just spotted a new problem.
Auto Pen can do it, though.
Auto Pen. All that stuff should be revoked. Southbound 895, new minor incident here after O'Donnell Street. I think at one point it was closer to O'Donnell. It's in the painted out area on the right side, but they're looking at it, and we're backed up towards Pulaski Highway. That's on 895. 95 still slow. Moravia Road, actually in the last couple of minutes, got a little better after 395 southbound. So maybe there was a minor incident there at Washington Boulevard, but the pace has picked up a little bit, and that's helping the traffic now going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but we're still backed up towards Moravia Road. Keep in mind, they're still working on the wreck, and it's a big delay out of Finksburg this morning, eastbound 140, the wreck at the top of the hill at 795. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says it's going to be a wet several days here. We start off today cloudy, breezy, chance of rain this morning, and then a better chance this afternoon. Showers and storms likely, 78 overnight, 62. Cloudy showers tomorrow in the 60s. The same for Saturday. Sunday looks to be our heavier rain day. Right now, we are expecting rain the next hour, 60 in Edgewood and 60 in Parkville. Phil, time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is time for us to head to the big top. Please enter the big top, grab your seats, and focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps Elie Mystal. Now, if you don't know who Elie Mystal is, he's an academic, and he's a way lefty. Of course, I repeat myself on that. And he was on The View, and he just absolutely went off, again, calling for violence from the political left.
When Republicans come into office, they come in with a sledgehammer, right? They come in smashing things that I hold dear. When Democrats come into office, they come in with, like, super glue and tape. We need to smash the things that they like. We need to smash the things that are holding this country back.
Yeah, the things that we like the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, individual liberty, personal responsibility. He hates that stuff.
I understand that in our failing country, treating people with respect and decency and humanity is a controversial position. So why should I give a about some law that some old white man passed in the 1920s, like the Immigration and Nationality Act?
Yeah, well, of course, because it would be the law of the land. But Mystal makes the argument, although I think it's a pretty lame argument, that no black man or black woman in this country should pay attention to any laws passed before the 1964 Civil Rights Act. I guess that would also apply to any constitutions passed or any declarations of independence pronounced or anything else that happened in this country prior to 1964. No, it is not a tenable solution. No, it doesn't make any sense at all. But come on, it's Elie Mystal. He is there for the theater of it all and not for the logic. Mr. Mystal, please get back in the clown car. Take your really, really wild hair and get out of here.
Day 27 minutes after the hour. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. In the book Uncharted, the former chief of staff for Joe Biden, Ron Klain, said that Biden didn't know what Trump had been saying during the debate, couldn't grasp what the back and forth was all about. He left the debate preparation and fell asleep by the pool. He was obsessed about foreign leaders, saying, these guys say I'm doing a great job as president, so I must be a great president. He didn't really understand what his argument was on inflation, had nothing to say about a second term other than he wanted to finish the job. Klain said to reporter Chris Whipple, if he looked perplexed when Trump talked, voters would understand that Trump was an idiot. That was Biden's thinking. But Klain said, sir, when you look perplexed, people just think you're perplexed, and that's the problem with this race. So, again, interesting things, but we don't learn anything new here. We knew he's basically a zombie as a president. He had no real functioning, analytical mind left. He was pretty much going through the motions. Mm-hmm. And so it is obviously, it's going to be interesting to see how Biden tells it, or Jill Biden tells it, on the whole Kamala Harris thing, how that went down. Because, remember, it was the George Clooney article in the New York Times that started, got the ball rolling. This was after he accepted checks on his behalf, and they waited for 2 weeks for the checks to clear. And then he wrote the piece, forcing him out. And that's when Biden said, yeah, you're going to force me out? I'm going to endorse Kamala. Yeah. But then we find out in this other book, it's out right now, called Fight by Jonathan Allen and Amy Parnes, that Barack Obama actually wanted Gretchen Whitmer and Wes Moore to be the ticket in 2024. But because, you know, Clyburn got involved and because Biden already endorsed Harris. And remember, it was Obama waited 5 days. 5 days after the letter from resignation letter from Joe Biden, he waited 5 days to endorse, and in that 5 days, he was desperately trying to come up with a different ticket.
Yeah, well, he really, really, really wanted to have anybody but Kamala Harris.
Yes.
He saw her as a loser, and he tried a number of approaches, but nobody would bite.
It's 8:30 coming up next. A new potential sheriff candidate in Baltimore County. We'll take a look at that and more. Right now, news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Angela Olsen Brooks, U.S. Junior Senator from the state, wants to see legislation that would bring transparency to the impact of President Trump's new tariffs. On Wednesday, the president announced global tariffs covering a wide range of products from U.S. trade partners. Following the announcement, Olsen Brooks took to the Senate floor to ask that the Senate pass what she calls common sense legislation. The Tariff Transparency Act would require the International Trade Commission to investigate the impact of tariffs will have on consumers, businesses, and U.S. employment. Jury selection has been completed now in the trial of Victor Martinez Hernandez. He is the one who's charged with the 2023 rape and murder of Harford County County mom of five, Rachel Morin. Opening statements in the high-profile trial are expected to begin tomorrow. 12 jurors, six alternates. Martinez Hernandez, native of El Salvador, he was in the country illegally when he allegedly murdered Morin on the Monpa Trail in Bel Air. The man involved in a deadly Baltimore County road rage incident has been sentenced to life in prison with 20 years consecutive for murder and attempted first-degree murder. Ryland Picard Kevin Harris was convicted in the 2023 death of Shalia Hendricks. She was shot in her car and crashed in the area of Route 702 in Marlin Avenue. Darshia Gross was with Harris at the time of the shooting, and he previously had pled guilty to being an accessory after the fact. A federal judge in Baltimore has sentenced medical marijuana attorney, medical malpractice attorney, Stephen L. Snyder, to 6 months of home confinement and 3 years probation for attempted extortion. 8:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Attention hunters, outdoor enthusiasts, and sportsmen. The Sassafras River Ducks Unlimited and Galena Volunteer Fire Company present the third annual Sportsman's Bash. Saturday, April 12th at 90 East Cross Street, Galena, Maryland. Doors open at 11:30 a.m. with 28 prizes on the main ticket, 50-50 cash prizes, assorted gun raffle tables, and more. Enjoy raw oysters, pit beef, mac and cheese, plus cold draft beer and a cash bar. Tickets to attend are just $65. Raffle-only tickets, just $35. Both types of tickets also get you a one-year membership to Ducks Unlimited. You don't have to be present to win. Get your tickets now. www.ducks.org/Maryland #events. That's www.ducks.org/Maryland #events. See you there.
Pick 3 Lottery, 786. Pick 4, 6630. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We're doing more better now. Coming in on 140 from Finksburg towards the accident earlier, top of the hill, 140 and 795. The pace improving. Roadways are wet. A little bit of rain in that area. Keep in mind, half an hour, 40 minutes ago, there was a wreck. The vehicle was on its side, Paring Parkway at Oakley Road. There was a minor accident, Reisterstown Road, between McDonough Road and the Beltway. That was possibly in one of the lanes southbound. 95 south around Washington Boulevard, whatever that was, kind of loosened up. Both the tunnels are still backed up, and there's a minor wreck beyond the white line, southbound 895 after the O'Donnell Street ramp. They're looking at it, and we're still backed up back beyond the bridge at Pulaski Highway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cloudy, breezy, and much warmer for us here today. Slight chance of showers this morning. Better chances for showers, even storms, later on this afternoon and tonight. High temperatures in the upper 70s, low 60s tonight. Cloudy and cooler with scattered mainly morning showers Friday. Highs tomorrow, upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver report
Report and Precious Metals IRA Guide at BetterNestEgg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to BetterNestEgg.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialists. Weekday baseball for you today at Camden Yards as the Birds rolled over yesterday to Garrett Crochet. The mechanical lefty stifled the Birds' bats last night.
2-2 to Westberg. And struck him out. Back with the cut. And caught him looking and one gone. Cut on and missed. He blew him away. O'Neill down on strikes on the sweeper. They go 1-2-3.
Call on the MLB Network. Crochet limits the Birds to 4 hits through 8 frames, striking out 8 in a 3-0 shutout of Baltimore. Today's start time is 1:05 at Camden Yards. It's take 2 for Charlie Morton, his home debut. Question is, can Gunnar Henderson arrive in time? It's a possibility. The All-Star shortstop could be recalled today. Here's the manager.
I talked to him yesterday. He's feeling really good. So we're going to he's going to play again tonight, and then we're going to make a determination on, unfortunately, we have a day game tomorrow. But we've got to see where he is after the game.
Elsewhere in baseball, the Dodgers made history last night in Los Angeles. Bottom of the ninth.
High fly ball to center field. Harris is back. Ohtani!
Ladies and gentlemen, embrace this.
Dodgers TV with the call. Shohei with the walk-off. 6-5 LA over the Braves at 8-0. It's the best start ever for a defending World Series champion. Baltimore native Jackson Merrill, congratulations. Cashed in yesterday. The Zephyrna Park High School grad signing a 9-year, $135 million extension with the San Diego Padres. A lot of fanfare in College Park yesterday as Maryland announced Buzz Williams as their new head men's basketball coach. Gary Williams was there. Other basketball luminaries, players from the past. The 52-year-old Buzz has taken 3 teams to the NCAAs in his 18-year career, but has advanced to the Elite Eight only once. He was asked yesterday what he made of the way that Kevin Willard departed.
I didn't hear all of it, nor do I think all of it's important, but relative to what I thought was important on the commitment going forward, on what is needed to be successful at the highest level, there was never any question from them on the commitment for us.
Meaning the program apparently will spend more NIL money. The hockey world remains riveted by the Grade 8 chase. Alex Ovechkin and the Caps took it to Carolina last night.
40 seconds to go. McNugget minute of period 2. Strom coordinating Ovechkin. One time! He scores! The chase is as easy as 1-2-3 now.
He got it through the 5-hole. Joe Beninati with the call on Monumental. 2-2, 3 for history, but the Caps fall to the Canes 5-1 the final. Next stop, Friday night at home against the Blackhawks. And finally, boys lacrosse. Calvert Hall remains unbeaten, 7-0 on the season. 6-5 yesterday, slim margin over boys Latin. Inside Lacrosse has the Hall number 1 in the nation. USA Lacrosse has them number 2. The time now is 8:37. When we return, how you feeling about demos?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Small sample size, one spin around the rotation, plus Zach Eflin twice. Inconsistent. What do you think about this year's version of the Baltimore Orioles?
Well, they're averaging 6 runs per game.
Yeah, but 3 up and 3 down, though. I mean, the 3 wins, they're averaging 10 runs a game. The 3 losses, they're averaging 1.
That's what I mean.
I think it's a slow start. I think these are two teams, Toronto and Boston, which we should take both of those series pretty easily.
Okay. Well, we split the first.
So it's early yet. Look, they're hitting, except for last night. And sometimes you got to tip your cap to the other pitcher.
I just wonder if, like last year, that the team is going to rely on the home run ball. And they're going to hit a bunch of them.
Yep.
But they're going to hit them in bunches. And that's the problem. Like in the preseason, in the spring training, they were talking about, you know, taking the extra base, stealing the base, going the opposite way, using the whole field, spraying the ball around.
You mean playing baseball? Come on, baseball. Now.
Yeah, I haven't seen that running game yet. So
we'll see. Again, small sample size, okay. Just curious. Yeah.
Where's Earl Weaver when we need him?
Well, he's...
good pitching, good
I'll
defense.
I'll tell you exactly where he is.
Yeah, good pitching, good defense, three-run home run.
Right.
That's it. Game's
that was
over.
It. Yep. And he did pretty well with that.
Yes, very well.
Didn't he?
Yep.
Best winning percentage of a manager over 1,000 games.
Thanks, Gary. Wow. Appreciate that.
Goodbye.
8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. You might know the name Clyde Boatwright, longtime Baltimore County resident, seasoned law enforcement officer, announced his candidacy for Baltimore County Sheriff yesterday. He has spent 20 years of experience with the city school police, and right now he's the president of the Maryland Fraternal Order of Police and the Baltimore City School Police Union. And he said he wants the current sheriff, R.J. Fisher, he wants his job, and he explains why.
You might ask me, why now? The answer is simple. We have a crime and violence problem in our county.
We do. And it's exploding in the county. And he said, look, he's calling out Sheriff Fisher for not doing more.
We're going to be visible. We're going to be accessible. We're going to be accountable to the community. It's important for the sheriff's deputies to get out of the courtroom and into the communities. And so when you start to see an omnipresence of police officers, crime is less likely to happen when you see uniformed police officers and uniformed sheriff's deputies all working in unison together. The current system is a little dormant and could be more vocal and more active.
Yeah, and again, this idea that it's sort of it's a subtle criticism, but that he wants to be more visible you don't see much of Sheriff Fisher. We see other sheriffs all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Sheriff Jenkins, Sheriff Lewis in Wicomico County. Sheriff DeWeese now has got increased visibility because maybe he's running for office. But he says he wants to be out there and make the Baltimore County Sheriff as visible as some of the other sheriffs.
We're going to be visible. We're going to be accessible. We're going to be accountable to the community. We're going to serve with pride and integrity. And we're going to basically give Baltimore County something they've never seen before.
And that is a rare thing. My question, and we'll reach out to Clyde and get him on the show here, but my question is, will he participate in a 287G program?
Yeah.
That would be my first question, because that would make even more visible and more law enforcement to help protect the citizens. Take some calls here this morning. Kevin's in Delaware.
Morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
Uh-huh.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to comment on the lead story, also Brooks Common Sense legislation. I hope someone has pointed out to the good senator that if she reads the mission statement of the Trade Commission, it is to provide detailed analysis and information on tariffs, trade, and competitiveness, and it is responsible for maintaining the tariff schedule. So we don't need legislation. We don't need more politicians talking about laws when we already have it in place. It's called common sense.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think this is just a grandstanding effort on the part of Senator also, Brooks.
Are you telling me that a politician would do something as cheap and desperate as phony legislation to get their name out in the public? Gosh, I'm shocked. Well, not that shocked.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Kevin, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate the call and pointing that out. I just have because we got into a little bit of a back and forth on Rand Paul while he voted against the tariffs, and while he's right in theory, it's a fact. Article 1, Section 8,
right?
Congress can lay tariffs, but Congress delegated that authority with two acts in 1962 and 1974, giving the president the authority to negotiate these trade tariffs. So they're the ones who gave the president the authority by statute. So it's not unconstitutional what President Trump is doing.
I think Rand Paul is an originalist.
I get that. But again, you also have to follow the rule of law, and that's what the rule of law says. It's not President Trump's fault that Congress gave away the authority to impose tariffs.
Well, you do have to pay attention always to the lawgiver. And here he is, the man who gives the laws at least part of his hand every single day. Talk Radio 68, one of the fingers, the pointy finger, I think. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck.
Which one am I pointing now?
I see that one,
Okay, cool.
southbound. 83 is still slow through Mount Carmel Road and Middletown Road. We had a wreck there earlier with crowding one of the lanes. A little fog, a little rain in that area as well. So that's still slow. It's a speed reduction through there. They're still with this wreck on the shoulder. 895 southbound after O'Donnell Street. It's not blocking any lanes, but with the flashing lights, they're looking at it. They're still backed up to Pulaski Highway, 95 towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Still slow. Moravia Road, Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street, but at least we're moving through there. Beltway continues with the normal delays. A little slowing on the JFX, and with the light rain showers, of course, going to have to watch your speed much better and just about completely clear now on 140 coming inbound towards 795. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast is cloudy and breezy again. Slight chance of rain this morning. Later on this afternoon, better chance showers and storms. More likely a high 78, overnight low in the 60s. And then the weekend's going to be pretty wet, let's put it that way. Friday, cloudy and showers, 60s, so pretty much the same for Saturday. Heavier rain expected on Sunday. Windy right now, 61 in Stevensville and 58 in Forest Hill. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Juveniles, obviously, they've been in the news a lot, getting a bad name because of the explosion of violence in Maryland and throughout other parts of the country. But we like to also cite when juveniles or teenagers do wonderful things. And a 16-year-old in Cleveland, his name Tyler Snowden, he saved a woman and two children from a house fire this past Friday. What happened is he grabbed a ladder and got them all down off the roof while the house was on fire.
Wow.
Here's Tyler and his dad talking about his brave rescue.
I was in my house. I heard screaming. I seen a kid on top of the roof. The house was on fire. So I took a ladder, ran over, put the ladder up, grabbed the four kids, and helped the mom down the ladder.
He just jumped into action, no questions asked. He risked his life to save the others. It just shows you, like, he valued other people's life more than his own at the time just to try to do what he needed to do. He knew what needed to be done, and he did it. And I'm so proud of this boy.
That's just incredible. 16 years of age, and he is that's the true actions of a hero. It really is. Something else that's been bothering me of late is watching the left, and you talked about it earlier with the Tesla terrorism,
yep.
These acts of violence, these violent attacks, and so on and so forth. There's an undercurrent theme that has begun to surface, and that is that the left now is advocating and or suggesting that a civil war is brewing in the United States. There's a couple of books out right now. One of them is by Barbara Walter, and it is called The Next Civil War, or I'm sorry, How Civil War Starts. And then the other one's by Stephen Marché. He's a Toronto writer called The Next Civil War. Both those books saying they look at predictive models saying of maybe how we are polarized and it's about identity politics and not ideology and so on and so forth, that right now the environment is rife with the possibility for a civil war. Then there's Alec Baldwin, who recently weighed in on what might be happening.
Watching this show really reminded me of how we are in a very similar state now, in a pre-Civil War culture, in a pre-Civil War environment. It's hard to believe. If you have some time and you're looking for something good to watch on TV, find in any way you can on the internet Ken Burns' epic piece, The Civil War.
Yeah.
So we see these writers, and this was on Sunday on MSNBC. They interviewed this Barbara Walter about her book, How Civil War Starts. So you start adding things up. This is not coincidental. They are priming the pump, if you will.
Yeah.
And they're suggesting that it's the MAGA crowd, that it's Trump supporters, and they all always point to J6, that it is the Trump crowd that is going to initiate a civil war here. But
they're wrong on that.
They're absolutely wrong on that. But we know from Democrat projection what's going on here.
Yeah. To be fair, Kristen, could you load Jonathan Turley E? Jonathan Turley E, give me a thumbs up when you have it. Because Turley, yesterday was interviewed on the Tesla terrorists, but he broadened his scope for one of these comments. And this is what he has said.
On the left is on the rise, and too few Democratic members have spoken out against it. The Democratic Party has got to seriously re-examine how they are approaching this, because this violence is increasing, and it is very dangerous for our system as a whole.
Yeah, he says the violence is increasing from the political left.
And here's the point. The political left, they are starting to advocate and or suggest that a civil war is coming. I just want to remind them that it's a lot different than our first civil war, where now many more people are armed. In the households in their states and so on and so forth. Before, it was pretty much there was some armaments that could be shared among households and families, but now there are hundreds of millions of firearms in this country, and a lot of them owned by Second Amendment folks. So
the side that wants to do away with guns is the side that's going to push toward pitched battle. There's something wrong with that tactically.
Yeah.
Can't quite put my finger on it, Sean.
Day 50, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Grandma's coming! Grandma!
I know. Ugh. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro!
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Ron Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Ron today at 410-266-1120. The Rob Carson Show.
It is a leftist cabal. You've got judges now who are trying to block the Trump administration. These are evil people. We are at war. We've been at war for 9 years. And now this is the latest attack on us, and they are trying to take down this movement, trying to get him off the ballot. Two political assassination attempts. That's why we're here. It didn't end on November the 5th. It started on November the 5th.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Great piece from townhall.com. I just realized it's a VIP piece, so I can't post it and have it accessible to you. But he says, the press says not all billionaires are spending equally. So when George Soros spends $1 billion, that's good money. When Elon Musk does, that's bad money. And I wish I could post it. Well, we'll come back and visit it tomorrow. We'll give you some of the content, because it's important content to have in mind.
Out in Colorado, Democrats there proposing a bill that would classify misgendering and dead naming as forms of child abuse.
What's dead naming?
That's right.
That's when somebody has completely transitioned. Their old name is
their old name is a dead name. Yeah. So you can't use their old name. So this would be considered illegally in child custody disputes. This is how kooky the Democrats are. And then Gavin Newsom in San Francisco has introduced a program that, if you get a speeding ticket, your fine will be based on your income. So it's, again, violations for speeding range from 50 to 500, but individuals with a household income at or below 200% of the federal poverty level are eligible for a 50% discount. And indigent persons or individuals who are homeless are eligible for an 80% discount on their speeding ticket. I don't know what makes them think that indigent or homeless individuals have cars and would be able to afford even a 80% discounted speeding ticket, but that's Gavin Newsom for you, Franks.
Logic is flawless.
The French laundry man.
Yes. Okay, all of those of you who are driving Bentleys, 8:53, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Yes, pardon me, do we have any grateful palms?
Yes. Here's one Bentley I love to drive. It has two V6s in line, running in essence a V12.
Oh, yeah.
I like to feel that.
I was talking to a guy who had one. It was like $340,000.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, very good. More than my house. Yeah. Raining pretty hard, steady rain, Columbia and Cumberland coming in from the western part of the state, so that line is already there. Kind of scattered other than that. Some areas are getting some rain, there's some fog, there's slowing on the Beltway, still there from 795 to Frederick Road, inner loop of Green Spring, Parkville side, delays of both the tunnels, the wreck south of O'Donnell Street on 895 is gone, so those delays continue. Then we had some slowing, there was some fog and a wreck earlier on 83 south at Mount Carmel Road, so it's been a little bit slow through there as you're coming down from the state line and through that area towards Middletown Road. The ongoing construction, they'll work as long as they can. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. There are a number of minor accidents kind of scattered in and around the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Weather channel says it's coming. The rain is on its way. Cloudy, breezy, slight chance of rain this morning. Better chance this afternoon. Showers and storms likely. 78 overnight, low 62. Cloudy showers on Friday in the 60s. Pretty much the same Saturday. Heavier rains on Sunday. Cloudy 65 right now in 760 in Middle River. Let's take a call here from Al in Woodlawn.
Hey, good morning, Al. Al could not hang with us because Chuck back. Al will talk about it tomorrow. Had a comment to make on the Maryland basketball team. A guy named Anthony Gracias, G-R-A-C-I-A-S. He's the CEO of an organization called Valor, a company called Valor. He's a hot shot. You know, he's one of these heavy driving kind of tech guys, and he's one of the volunteers working with Doge. And he said he took a look inside Social Security, and what he found inside Social Security was massive, just massive fraud.
We were in Social Security looking for fraud, waste, and abuse. And to do that, we actually looked at the enumeration system, the system by which people get numbers in America. And we found that there were just about 5+ million of them that came to the country as illegals, were giving various forms of parole or allowed in the country, and then got through an automatic system, Social Security numbers, so they get into our benefit systems. And we tracked that through and found that they were on the benefit programs.
In other words, now that you can actually take the database, one of the things Trump did was give these guys access to multiple databases so they could actually figure out who came into the country illegally, are they on welfare, are they on the voter rolls, and they can actually go from one database to another where they've been in towers before, in little chimney stacks. Now they can actually see from side to side, and what they found was not encouraging.
What we did find as we looked through the programs, a particular employee that had actually sent themselves Social Security numbers through their email for reasons we don't understand, but clearly nefarious.
Yeah, nefarious. For example, the one guy who was emailing himself stuff all the time. That's a bit of a problem.
We referred people that were registered to vote, which is a federal crime, and people that voted to ICE, to DHS, and to the DOJ. They've committed to prosecute. And I think it's super important to point out here that none of this would have happened without President Trump.
Yeah, and that's an important thing to remember. And now the guy who's been heading Doge all this time, and by law, by the way, he doesn't have too much more before he has to step back under the law as a special employee of the U.S. government. But, of course, it's Elon Musk. And he says the arrest of the Social Security number thief he sees is going to come sometime real soon, that heads will roll.
I think probably the person that stole 400,000 Social Security numbers, at least, maybe more, will be arrested hopefully this week.
Yeah, they know who this guy is. He was emailing names and Social Security numbers to himself from his work email. 400,000 of them. Well, what on earth do you need with one of them, much less 400,000 of them? Well, of course, they're going to end up in the gray market or the black market, and some illegal is going to get their hands on it. So Musk says this guy, he's going to be going down, and Gracias says none of this would have happened. None of it would have happened without any other president. It's all because of the courage of Donald Trump.
President Trump had the courage to allow us to go across databases. He signed an executive order. It's never been done before where agencies could talk to each other and databases could talk to each other. That allowed us to connect all this data to find these people across the system, across the benefit system, all the way to the voting records. It really took a lot of courage.
Now, it does also take a step back and say, why have these databases not been able to talk to each other in the past?
Because they didn't want them to.
Yeah. So now, yeah. now it's time for us to say we must have that happen.
So where's the Social Security Administration finding this out on their own?
Right.
Where's the Inspector General of the SSA looking into this? Where's Congress been over the last 4 or 5 decades?
Sound asleep.
Again, all of them. And Trump comes in one fell swoop, putting Musk in charge with the Doge team. But look what they have uncovered. And all they've done now is push back and challenge and try to stop him in court. Again, that's because the system, the Uniparty, wants a level of corruption because they're as dirty as they come.
Well,
they
it's
really
because
are.
they get to punish their enemies and reward their friends.
Yeah, that's all about
basically what it's about.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Professor Langer is coming up next, sitting in for Kim Klasick today, and we're back tomorrow morning bright and early at 6 a.m. here on CBM. Thanks for joining us, and until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.